much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
This is what everybody's been waiting for.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
The sport of ice hockey requires strength, stamina, and relentless determination.
The sport of ice hockey...
Here's
what happened.
Don't look at me.
Here's what happened. The sport of ice hockey, and then determination, 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 determination. That's all that would come to my mind.
Requires
strength, stamina, and relentless determination.
This is not fun for anyone.
That was so great.
You are a talented son of a bitch.
And what about, what was I going to ask you? I forget what I was going to ask you.
And now.
And I'll be honest, I have little or no idea what that means.
Our feature presentation.
Yeah, me either, unfortunately.
We got to bring back, can Kevin repeat
yes.
this?
You guys, with your creative game. Editing, ha-ha, Kevin.
Remember
Kent.
How much fun that was, you guys?
Yes, we have to do it.
No, I don't have fond memories of that game.
Oh, it was a blast.
Yeah.
Hey, party people, welcome in. It is now Wednesday, although it feels like Tuesday, and it's the 23rd of February. Ola, welcome to an all-new Kevin and Bean show.
Are you worse or you better?
I'm better.
Okay, good, because you don't sound better, but good.
I know. I'm not, I mean, I'm still at, I don't know, 40%, but I'm probably better than I have been. Although now Mrs. Bean is as sick. Yesterday she was as sick as I was last Tuesday, Wednesday.
Oh, that's so perfect, because when you pull out of it like Friday, Saturday, she's going to give it back to you.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Good.
That's the goal. Yeah.
Good.
We may need to divorce. We may need to seriously split up just so we don't keep passing it back for an eternity, because we'll never get out of the spiral as long as one of us is always sick,
that's
right?
That's true. That is true.
Fortunately, we haven't kissed since 1985, so there's no danger of passing that along. But all right, here's the story. And Kevin, I picked this one with particular interest with you in mind, because this is a law, at least in Pennsylvania. I don't know if this is the case in Nevada the next time you were at the casinos there, but I was unaware of this. An 82-year-old man arrested, charged with theft after he found $15 on the casino floor at the Meadows Racetrack and Casino in Washington County, Pennsylvania. Now, he finds the money just laying on the floor, and what does he think, as we all do? Hey, finders keepers, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Mind, picks it up. The casino, of course, who is all seeing, you know, they get the cameras everywhere. They come up and they go, sir, you need to give that money back. And he's like, no. And they're like, it's not your money. It's the casino's money. And he's like, I found it on the floor. Somebody left you behind. Somebody dropped it. It's you know, it's mine.
Right.
And they said no. And apparently, according to the law in Pennsylvania, it's theft if you take money off the floor and try to walk out with it in the casino.
Any money anywhere that is
yes.
not in the possession of the people is considered the casino's?
Isn't that something?
Wow.
Same thing with chips.
You find a chip on the floor and it's not yours?
Yep.
That's BS.
So he has been charged with theft.
And, well, he's an idiot then, because he should have given it back.
I mean, at that point,
because they didn't.
It's $15.
But wait a minute, they didn't charge him right away. They said give it back, right?
Yes, and he said no.
Oh, well, all right.
And he said no. Because he was standing on principle. He believes that he's right. He believes in something he's known since he was one, which is finders, keepers, losers, weepers.
Right, which is, not,
is
a law.
Not the law in Pennsylvania.
It's the law.
It should be. Anyway, I didn't do nothing wrong, he said. I just picked up three $5 bills and walked away. So that's going to be his defense. So we'll see how that goes for him.
Wow, but, why is he? That's weird that he's taking such a stand on $15. If it was $1,500, you would go, okay, it's worth it.
He's 82, Kevin. Old people dig in.
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, and they need
and
the $15 money.
$15 might, you know, mean another.
That's his medication for a month.
Couple of
but
days.
I mean,
worth
yeah. Think about it. If you were in Vegas and saw money or chips on the floor, wouldn't your first impulse be mine?
Well, my yes. first impulse would be to look around for Psycho Mike, because I know what he does with dollar bills, and it's not good, the game he plays. What's the name of it?
Poo Dollars,
yeah. So
oh.
I would look for him first. But then if he wasn't around, I would think, yeah, absolutely, especially if it's not a chip, if it's just cash.
Right. You think it fell out of somebody's...
Even more, it seems
yeah,
like.
Exactly.
If it's Pennsylvania, I'm assuming it was an Indian casino, which means that, like, all the laws we understand are go right out the door, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like my buddy threw out a cigarette in front of an Indian casino, and he like, went to jail. Like,
what?
No, I'm dead serious.
They cut off his lips?
he didn't have the money on him to pay the, like, extreme fine, and it was, like, a serious sign of disrespect, and he ended up going to jail.
Wow.
Well, you do have to remember how angry the red man is, and they're going to look for every opportunity they can to get back at Whitey. Right?
Well, it's hard to blame them, but at some point they might need to move on.
Right.
But I guess not. I mean, they're making dough on those.
People must drop a lot of money for it to be worth their while to prosecute someone for $15.
Oh, that's an interesting
point,
too.
It's weird from both sides. Yeah. It's weird from the old dude, but he's an old cranky dude. But
he's
82,
though. Let the man have his 15 bucks. Come on. The casino's probably making 50 grand a day. Let the man have $15 and go home.
You know he was an a-hole about it. You know he was a grouchy old man.
I'm sure.
Yeah, maybe.
He's mouthing off.
And racist about it.
Yeah, probably. Probably, yeah. So I can see it. But, yeah, I hope that's not true in Vegas because I picked up a lot of money. Other things off the floor. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Mead Show, shall we?
That is a terrible idea. One of your worst.
We have Internet Roundup, a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Got some great videos to show you. Some weird ones as well.
I haven't had a chance to look. I will before we do it. Mm-hmm. I haven't had a chance to see all the videos, but I do have to ask if this one is on it.
It is not, but that can be rectified by the time we do the internet roundup as well.
It should.
Yeah. That will be added.
He's my new hero. And once again, heard it for the first time yesterday. Couldn't get out of my head all day long.
Yeah. And it's just mumbo jumbo, but it's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. We'll put it on. Yeah. Internet roundup. We have people had sex in your house. Called in topic. Because
Ralph
had in my house. That did happen. But in his defense, it was New Year's Eve.
True. Mm-hmm.
So, you know. I guess
but he did
to
it.
Expected.
He did it once for every time zone, turning to midnight.
Yeah,
and I thought that was a
different rooms, and I thought that was strange. I did have to burn the house down and build it from ground up. Adam Kroll will be on the program today.
Yeah.
This week in Rage, I'm upset about air. He complains about stuff. You go, how can he be upset with that? Water. I don't know, but he always seems to make it funny. So Ralph does not enjoy country music.
What?
As much as some others might.
I thought that was his favorite kind of music, no?
Bean enjoys the occasional country music. Mike enjoys the occasional country mm-hmm. music. But Ralph has found another example of how country music really can be the worst form of music ever. And it's a new Trace Adkins song, and he'd like to play it for us.
Ralph was the only guy I know who was rooting for the Nashville flood. That's how much he hates country music.
This song, though, deserves hate. And I'm glad that he's bringing it to our attention. Because
absolutely.
I'm not going to tell you the name of it. Well, next hour, we'll explain it to you. We'll play a little of it, and we'll let you make up your own mind. I don't know if you saw the latest rumor with Rihanna and Colin Farrell. Colin Farrell, of course, an actor. But I haven't seen him anything in a little while. I guess he's been in a couple projects that I haven't seen. But
yeah,
mm-hmm. It seems like a while, but he's the.
Well, for a while
Irish.
He was work. For a while he had a movie coming out every 3 months. I mean, he really worked all the time. And you're right; he has definitely pulled back a little bit. I think he's gone now a little bit more for quality over quantity. So he's probably not making the kind of movies you go see anymore because they're pretty good.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah, but so that's the latest rumors. Rihanna and he. I guess they met at an event, and she's texting him, and it's all kinds of steamy.
Wow.
So she wants him in a bad way, and he's not one to turn that down often.
I hope that he goes back to his sex tape ways now.
Me too. And also, I have to tell you about my Sunday watching TLC, because it is a, it's a circus sideshow. It's a freak show. It's a carny show. It's really, that channel has just dedicated itself to weird,
human oddities,
yeah.
You either have to be a midget, you have to weigh over 600 pounds, or you have to have no face to get on the TLC.
Yeah, that's it. That's show after show after show.
Wow.
But once you get caught watching it, you're defenseless. You can't. You want to do something else. In my case, I wanted to watch the NBA All-Star game. That was my plan when I sat down.
And you watched that instead?
I couldn't pull the trigger.
No kidding.
I couldn't get away from it.
Wow.
So I thought, well, you know, the All-Star game, it doesn't really mean anything, so I'll just join it in the second quarter. You know,
I've been there, man. I can't tell you how many times I've said, yes, I'm dying to see the new, you know, the new episode of whatever show I'm really into, but this girl has 8 legs.
Yeah.
How can I not watch that? She's, you know, she's the human centipede.
Yeah,
I got to watch her.
So you think, I'll just watch for 5 minutes, but then 5 minutes shows up and you go, I gotta have another 5. But this was... this was bad on every level, and funny and entertaining, and I love it. So, TLC, you do good work. Keep it up. I don't know how they line up that many freaks. I don't know how they find them, but they do. and they parade them for our entertainment, and I, for one, am giving it the two thumbs up.
It's okay. A Human Freak Show, man.
So that's coming up in about a half hour. We'll take a break, and we will come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 5:49.
I don't know what's going on down there with the nonsense, but the last words I heard Kevin say before the song ended was, I can't get it up.
I was like, yeah.
What's happening? It's
horrible.
I was talking about my chair.
Tragic news.
Chair's here. Chair.
I think he's retired.
They really fight you for control, and they win.
Do I understand this correctly? Is the next song we play on the Kevin and Bean Show the brand new song from Foo Fighters, the first single from their album Wasted Light? Is that what's happening?
That's correct. Rope.
All right. New Foo's coming up right after Ralph's Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on, Ralph?
Oh, all kinds of scary showbiz stuff. Diana Agron from Glee.
Yes.
Also currently starring in I Am Number 4, or I Am 4, good for Kevin, is in a bad way. Apparently, she had a bad split with co-star Alex Pettyfer from I Am Number 4.
Uh-oh.
And is currently scared for her safety.
Mm. Oh, no.
Dude, that kind of bad split.
Yeah. They've been together nearly a year. But she's since moved out of her home and is staying at a hotel under an alias, says Us Weekly.
That's not good.
People who are in the know regarding the situation say that he has been a psycho loose cannon in the aftermath of the split.
Feeling you.
And
let's move on.
Diana is
comedy
terrified,
for 1% of the audience, Alex.
Terrified of Alex. He absolutely lost it, threatening Diana during a vicious phone chat after their breakup. So,
dude,
that's the case. That's bad news.
Yeah.
Worst news is Alex Pettyfer's next film is called Beastly, and he stars with Vanessa Hudgens. It looks horrible. Mm. Unless they're going to be a sponsor of our show, that looks great.
That looks great.
If they're sending us to Las Vegas for any kind of a party, we can't wait to see it.
It is. It's sort of a reworking of Beauty and the Beast. It's about the hottest guy in high school who gets a curse put on him, and he gets ugly until he can find true love, someone to love him for the inside.
I see.
And
that's fresh.
And magical Twilight-esque romance ensues. I can only imagine that's the reason they're doing all the fairy tales now. A Little Red Riding Hood coming out.
Yeah,
we got
right.
Beauty and the Beast coming out.
They just did the Rapunzel movie.
Yeah, I know. Goldilocks is going to do it with three bears.
I haven't seen that one.
Bear tight. That's bear coming tight. Up soon. Yeah. Bear tight.
It's called bear tight.
Right. That was good.
Yes.
Yeah. That makes up for feeling you.
Sort of.
Oh, Lisa Milano expecting her first child. She is going to have a baby with her husband, Dave Bulgari. Couple announced the news in the old-fashioned way via her tweets. She says they couldn't be happier, and she thanks all of her Twitter followers for their warm wishes and love. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would do everything to her. I would wreck that chick.
Speaking of babies, Star Magazine is questioning whether Owen Wilson is really the father of his new baby or not.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's bad news, right?
Really? Wow.
They say the actor's girlfriend and baby mama, Jade Duhl, was living with and sleeping with her ex-boyfriend when she got pregnant with their son, Robert Ford. So apparently there's some question as to the paternity.
Go on the Maury Povich show. That's all I know.
That's how they should handle it.
Yeah.
You are not the father. That's what they should do. January Jones.
Wow, a lot of hotness in the report today, Ralph.
Well, I like to keep it fresh and funky.
Sure.
Apparently she has found a unique way to conquer her fears. She tells Star Magazine that she used to be deathly afraid of sharks. But now she has conquered her fear by joining a group that saves them, and now she says she swims with them on a regular basis. That's stupid. Sharks will bite you.
That's fine. Get over your fear, but you're going
to
die.
There are other ways to get over your fear other than losing a limb.
Some fears are reality.
Yes. You know why? You know why you're afraid of sharks? Because it's way back in your Neanderthal brain, right? In the base of your spine there, where when you were a Cro-Magnon millions of years ago, the saber-toothed tigers would chase you and eat you.
Yeah.
So that's why we're afraid of things that can eat us. That's okay. Is there other fears you could conquer first where she conquered the shark one?
Well, you could conquer the shark one if you're afraid to surf, for example, you know. But to go out and swim with them, I mean, you're just inviting trouble.
Yes. And sharks don't need to be saved. They're fine on their own. They can take care of themselves. They're big boys.
They're sharks, big boys.
Aren't they?
That is true.
Yeah. Remember, who was it? Tyra Banks. Wasn't she scared of dolphins?
No, dolphins.
That's
yeah,
dolphins.
Right. And she made everybody on her show.
Dolphins need our help. They're soft, kind little creatures who are getting killed for no reason by Japanese fishermen. They need our help.
They're washing up covered in oil on the Gulf Shore right now.
Yes.
Little baby dolphins. Yeah.
January Jones should help the dolphins. And Tyra Banks shouldn't be afraid of them because they're nice to us.
They never hurt a soul.
They play balls and jump through hoops and stuff. They're cool.
Yeah.
Tyra Banks is all scared of dolphins.
If you remember that show, she made everyone else on the show that was afraid get over their fears, and then she jumped out of the pool and ran, and that was the end.
She would not participate.
She wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
So
I'm afraid of Tyra Banks. I might have to swim with Tyra Banks sometime to get over my fear of her.
Tyra Banks is a big fat whore.
Tyra is a whore, a big f***ing whore.
That is the best new ride at Disneyland, by the way. That's what I always think of when I'm like in a boat going through the world of Tyra being a whore, little puppets moving and everything. It's, like, it's a small world to me every time I hear that.
I know there are 5 women on my stage, but between them, they have 10 vaginas.
Oh, I miss that show so much.
Oh, I don't, not even a little
no,
bit.
No, you don't.
Kevin, you're going to be very excited tonight on American Idol. You're going to be tuning in.
But I don't watch the show.
If you can watch The Man Without a Face over on TLC,
you
can watch American Idol. They're going to Vegas tonight. So you like Vegas?
Yes.
They're going to hop up on stage and sing Beatles songs. It's all Beatles tonight on American Idol. They're going to be performing at the Cirque du Soleil Beatles show, Love. That's where they'll be performing.
Yeah.
All Beatles, Kevin, just for you.
Just, wow.
Just for you.
Just, stop it.
It's tonight, Ralph. You probably pay more attention to the American Idol this season than I do. Jennifer Lopez has some sort of meltdown and walks off the set in the second hour.
Yeah.
Like she can't
destroy any more people's dreams. She starts to feel too bad.
Oh, it's too hard
all
to say
season
no.
long, she's been feeling bad. She really has a hard time cutting these people loose.
I imagine. I mean, every one of them come in like it's their only plan for salvation.
I think it's taking an emotional toll on her.
I don't doubt it. I think it's
this season in particular, Kevin, they've had so many stories of, you know, the dirt poor single moms or the guy who's got the fiance in the wheelchair that he's just trying to support. I mean, there's a lot of that sort of thing where you kind of just want to push him through just to help him out.
Yeah, they've focused on that on purpose.
That's the emotional hook. That's how they get you to care for these people who are up on stage singing Beatles songs.
But then she has to say, sorry.
Yeah, you with the deaf child? No, you can go. Now you can go back to waitressing.
Wow.
Yeah. So apparently she loses her S tonight.
I won't be watching that.
Oh, Kevin, you're missing out.
I'm good. If she had no face, you'd watch.
That's correct.
That's right. Looks like the man with the golden voice is getting another chance to extend his 15 minutes of fame.
No good.
Ted Williams will be doing a new reality show, TMZ announces. It will document his life in Ohio, Brooklyn, and Los Angeles, and his rise back to his successful career as a drunk.
Yeah, I was going to say, forgive me for not knowing the latest, but
He left rehab.
He was discovered, got a bunch of job offers, then just went drunk.
Then
got
it turned out he wasn't as sober as he had claimed to be.
Went to rehab
for a couple weeks, did not care for it.
Left. And that's the last thing I heard.
We really haven't heard much from him since. Although he did drop by his old box mate's home.
Box.
The guy he used to share a box with.
Right.
And apparently just gave him like a wad of cash. Gave him a hug and a big wad of cash and said, I'll be back to help you out as much as I can. Which is kind of nice.
Yeah. Give the guy some money to go buy liquor with.
Some drug money.
Wow, you guys are rough.
Just saying.
Larry King is making good on his promise, people.
When?
He has just announced his one-man comedy show called Larry King Standing Up. The first show is scheduled for April 14th in Torrington, Connecticut. I am booking my flight and buying my tickets today.
That is not happening.
April 14th in Torrington, Connecticut.
But he's going to tell stories about doing interviews and... He's not going to try to tell jokes.
According to Larry, he will make jokes about his life and career.
Oh, wow.
As well as take Q&A from the audience. Come on, let's all go.
I would love to.
That does sound awesome. Ever.
It does sound great.
Oh, God, I love him so much.
Whoa, only in America. Wow.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Peter Fonda, actor and director and son, of course, of legendary film star Henry Fonda, he is 71 years old today. Patricia Richardson from Home Improvement is 60 years old. Guitarist Brad Whitford of Aerosmith is 59. Actress Kristen Davis from Sex and the City, she's 46 years old, by the way.
That's a, wow.
That's a good 46 yeah. right there.
She Bell is. For Kristen Davis, guys?
I would say yes. So. Niecy Nash from Reno 911 and Dancing with the Stars. She's 41 years old today.
I don't know.
Really?
She's a pretty woman, but...
Whoa. She wasn't a pretty woman. That was Julia Roberts.
I know. I mean, I may be alone in liking women a little bit more svelte than the rest of you, but she's a little
and
big.
I like them a little thicker than the rest
she's
of you,
she's a little
probably.
Big for the bell, right?
But she's a little big for the bell.
Okay.
Yeah. Emily Blunt is 28 years old today.
Now that we can all agree on.
Yes. Comedian Aziz Ansari is 28. Dakota Fanning is 17 years old. Oh, she's so close to Belle.
She's been famous since so I was born. Doesn't
I know.
It seem
she's
like
been
that?
Famous forever.
Yeah.
And what a great actress, too.
She is so talented. And guitarist, keyboardist Lasse Johansson of the Cardigans is 38 years old today. It may seem odd to you, the casual listener of the Kevin and Bean Show, why I would single out the guitarist of the Cardigans. Which they haven't had a hit in 15 years.
It was in the 90s, early 90s, right, Bean?
Yeah, that's right.
Early 90s.
Yeah, he's 38. The reason I would single him out is because the Cardigans were really, and I think still are, the possessors of perhaps the worst interview that ever happened on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Which is
Black
saying
Keys
something.
Were close.
Black Keys were close, but no. They, no, at least they were.
They stayed conscious.
They weren't overtly aggressive towards you. They didn't show their disdain as, they didn't wear it on their sleeves as much as the Cardigans did, yeah. No pun intended. But, boy, they hated you, and they hated
did.
Being in the interview, and yes. They hated answering your questions, and just hated.
I believe he's the one that fell asleep.
While you
yes,
were talking
that's
to
correct.
Literally
I think
dozed.
So. I think so.
Do we have just a little taste of some Cardigan audio?
I do have, here's one of the questions that Kevin asked, and I don't know why they couldn't stay awake for this part of the interview.
Do you guys, I don't know Come where on. I'm going with this.
We did have that.
How dare you? You
that?
Played that out of everything.
Hold on, let me see what else I got.
We fired, okay.
Here's what happened
is we had 30 questions. We went through them in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't answer them. So then we were out. We didn't know what to say.
And you know it's going poorly, and you start to panic.
Yes.
And then
yes.
you give up at
and
some point.
And one of them's asleep, and you go, what do I do?
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah.
Hope springs eternal, though. I think we can beat it.
You think we can do a worse interview?
Yeah, I'm still hoping.
But a dude fell asleep.
I know.
We should try to find that tape. I don't even know if tapes exist from that far back in the centuries, but it'd be awesome if we could find that interview.
I think your producer at the time gave them a post-interview, if I'm not mistaken. Didn't Cortland go out and give a post-interview after the interview?
Oh, that's right.
And he said, well, would you say that was the best experience you've ever had?
Yeah.
And they were like, we would not say that. We shop IKEA. Or whatever the Swedes say. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
That's what I'm talking about. It's a world-famous K-Rock at 10 after 6.
Brand new Foo Fighters. The album is going to be called Wasted Light. It is going to be coming out April the 12th. Their new song is called Rope, which, by the way, I have a very unpleasant association with that word thanks for working on this program.
But that's a great song.
Don't think that's the kind of rope they're singing about. But, Kevin and Bean listener Mike wants to know, did they open and close that song with a detachable penis sample? Did you hear anything
on the beginning or
end of that sounded like detachable penis? I have to listen next time.
It sounds like
a little bit, yeah.
Interesting.
A little bit.
We're going to be playing that for you every hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show all day today. Very excited to have new Foos back. And, of course, we'll be getting the guys in the studio here, I'm sure, before too long. They have a very busy schedule, but they always accommodate us. So we'll have them on here pretty soon.
So great to have new music from them.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about Sunday. The NBA All-Star Game was on. I wanted to watch it, so I turned on the TV, and it was on TLC. And the first thing that I saw was this.
I'm Tempest. I'm 19 years old. I'm in college. And I'm addicted to eating laundry detergent and soap.
All right. So I saw her and I was like, wow. I'm addicted to eating laundry detergent and soap.
Because we've talked about and to those people before on this show, and that has been an interesting topic for us.
She eats 100 bars of soap a year.
No.
And just laundry detergent all day.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that bad for you? Like, really bad for you?
It has to be.
Yes. So, of course, the next thing is they go to the doctor. The doctor says it's bad for you, and she says, don't care. It tastes good.
But think about how clean her insides are.
That's true. I didn't think about that. So then, after that, I'm getting ready to change the channel to the NBA All-Star Game, and they give me this tease.
He's been called the man without a face.
All right. He's been called the man without a face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you have to...
What do you do?
But the picture that they showed was a guy walking away from you.
Uh-huh.
So you can't see. So I'm thinking, oh, well, I got to stick around for The Man Without a Face. But then The Man Without a Face wasn't next. It was another Strange Addiction. And it was a repeat, but it was so fascinating to watch this woman.
My name is Keisha. I'm 34 years old, and I love eating toilet paper.
Keisha. I remember
she eats toilet paper. Yeah. Remember this?
A bulky roll with the two-ply. I could probably take down half the roll in one day.
I remember when she said, I like to eat it in the movie theater because people don't think anything about that motion of putting stuff in your... But
right.
She would literally pack it with... toilet paper.
Oh my.
And if it's two-ply, that's her favorite because she can split it apart.
And you're thinking, I want to watch the NBA All-Star game.
Right.
But this is only another half an hour. They'll still be in the second quarter. I can still tune over and watch it at halftime.
Right. And then they brought back, he's the man without a face. I was like, oh, listen, all right, I'm in. I have to see the man without a face. And then that doesn't come on next, but My Mom is 600 Pounds did. Now, if you'd like to see what's going on at TLC, is my question. A, B, good work. But if you'd like to see a picture, and I guarantee you don't, go to kevinandbean.com.
But let me ask you this.
I put it up.
I don't watch The Biggest Loser. I see the commercials. Is that the size person we're talking about? Are those people 600 pounds on Biggest Loser?
No. Those people can walk. They can get out of bed.
So they're more like 400 pounds.
I guess.
Those people.
This woman hasn't gotten out of bed in years.
Wow.
Dominique Lanois is so big, she can't walk or get out of bed. Trapped in her own bed, she is entirely dependent on her six daughters to take care of her.
We never had a childhood, and she's been bedbound forever.
And every day, her health is getting worse.
I never saw her walk. She needs help.
With her daughters at breaking point, help is about to arrive.
All right, this is a 600-pound woman that can't get out of bed and has six kids.
Well, she can't run away from whoever's impregnating her.
Did they have to use the same music from When Animals Attack?
Yes. Bum, 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 bum. And they show, like, the kids giving her a sponge bath. And it.
Oh. I mean,
now it's like, look, this is awesome in its freak show nature, but this is, I don't want to watch this.
That's
but,
so sad.
Okay, I don't want to know the answer to this question, but.
Then don't ask it.
What does she do about going to the bathroom if she can't get out of bed?
Bed.
Bedpan.
Bed right? Is the answer. She uses the bed.
He's been called the man without a face.
And then that came up. So then I was like, all right already. So
I'll sit through the 600-pound woman because I got to get to the man without a face.
And I'm thinking, well, you know, NBA All-Star game is kind of show-off time, so it's not a big deal. They don't really play hard, so I can just wait a little bit. And then the EMTs come in, and they drag out the 600-pound woman on a tarp. And they take her to the hospital, and then they tell her she's too fat for fat surgery.
Oh, dude.
She has to lose 120 pounds or something. And then she'll be at the upper limit of getting surgery done. And then halfway through,
he's been called the man without a face.
All right, I got it. He's the man without a face. I have to wait and see. Now I'm like 2 hours in.
Oh,
it's got to be halftime of the NBA game now. But finally, the man without a face comes on.
53-year-old Jose Mestra is dying from what may be the world's largest facial tumor.
All right, now, now they show him. And it's grim.
Okay, so facial tumor. So it's not that his face is missing.
That's
it's
what
that
you would think, right?
He something got on top of his face.
Yes.
Oh, dude.
Yes.
Dude.
And it is one of the grossest things I've ever seen. So now I'm on the couch, like, with my hands over my eyes. Like, when when you're a kid and you're watching a scary movie, but you can't stop watching it?
So yes.
I can't look at him. I can't look at the man without a face.
So he looks like Admiral Akbar from Star Wars, basically.
Way worse.
Oh,
listen, there's photos. I'm telling you right now, I put photos up at the website for people to go. But there's a lot of warnings that you don't want to see it. And I'm telling you right now, there's video of the 600-pound woman you don't want to see. And there's photos of this dude. And
now, if I click on it, can I unsee it?
Never.
You cannot unsee it. Okay.
No.
An explosive growth of blood vessels called a hemangioma has taken over his face.
Okay, so that happens, and then they start talking about doing surgery for him. And but you got to get an interview with him, right? What's he feeling?
Oh,
what does he think?
God, I'm looking at the pictures of a man without a face. How can he talk?
Like this?
It's your nose,
He's like the real life elephant man. Now, I know
Kevin. You're now, a look, horrible person, Kevin.
I know I'm a horrible person.
You're
a
bad man.
I am a horrible guy.
Because he brought it into us.
I am a bad
we
guy.
We managed not to see it.
I have to unload it on somebody. I can't
look
unsee
at this
it.
Picture.
What are they doing on TLC? That's what I'm saying, Bean. What are
oh
they doing?
God.
This guy is Portuguese, so you wouldn't have understood what he was saying, but he has surgery, and they remove like 100 pounds of face. And then they wait like 110 days, and then they have another surgery. At this point, I've already kissed the NBA All-Star Game goodbye. I'm watching The Man Without a Face. I got to see how it ends.
You're just hoping to get off TLC by the finals.
Correct, yes. So then he goes back to the hospital, and to thank them all, he starts singing. Now, here's the thing about The Man Without a Face. Before surgery, he's a 12 out of 10 on the gross, you don't want to look at a scale. Now he's had two surgeries. He's still a 10 out of 10.
Aww.
I mean, it's way, way gross. But he goes back and it starts. He goes back to the hospital.
Come on.
And he starts singing. He's singing to the nurse because he's happy that a lot of his face is gone.
Thank you, please, honey. He's not the same, guys. Let's sing his sister's Italian guys tonight. Thank you, please, honey. He's not the same, guys.
I'm just saying.
And he's thinking to himself, I am a sexy bastard.
That's
now
what he's thinking, yes. So that was my Sunday. I still am looking forward on TLC to Dancer with Tiny Legs.
Oh.
They have a series called I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant. They have the world's largest Rice Krispie. I can't imagine that's a show. Eight-Limbed Baby is on there. The Man with Half a Body Paternity Test is on there. And you know how you can't, how when you label something, it says dot, dot, dot because there's not enough space for mm-hmm it? Here's right what the label read, and I'm not kidding. I'm not exaggerating. This is exactly what it says on their YouTube channel. Your kid ate what? Question mark. Girl swallows dot dot dot. So it looks like they're getting that into porn.
Yeah.
You're so in.
I don't want to think anymore about The Man Without a Face.
I don't either, dude.
Thanks a lot. It's a Wednesday on the Kevin and Bean Show, the Week in Rage with Adam Carolla coming up just after the top of the next hour. Also, people had sex in your house. How did you deal with that? It's going to happen from time to time if you have people over. We'll discuss coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, you got a new Hollywood budding romance, I understand.
Yeah, Rihanna, who, by the way.
Yes.
Thank you. And Colin Farrell, who's a decent-looking Irish actor that seems to land his own
his
share.
He's a ladies' man.
He gets his share
is
of women.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they were on a Graham Norton show, which is the BBC in England, mm-hmm, just before Christmas, and they swapped phone numbers, and she started texting him, and then it became sexting. And he, according to The Sun, they said that Colin was taken aback by some of the texts from her. Now, this
Rihanna
is a guy.
She seems pretty sexual.
I know, but
like too sexual for
yeah
him?
Yeah, but this is like a guy who gets that kind of text all the time.
Right.
And she was so over the top. Like, he's like, whoa, I got me a line wire.
This is a guy who dates playmates most of the time. And now he's wondering what's up with Rihanna.
Right.
That's interesting.
So that's bizarre, right? They're supposedly a hot new couple.
Well, I mean, you know, he's single. He broke up with the woman he had the baby with. And Rihanna, of course, was with Matt Kemp from the Dodgers, and they broke up. So why not? Put them together and see what happens? We asked producer Alex if she could find out some more information on this, and she was able to line up for us. I believe we have the great Irish actor Colin Farrell on the phone with us right now. Hey, Colin.
How am I doing? Congratulations to my daughter, Kevin DeBean.
Great to talk to you, and I think we've got your girlfriend. I think we got Rihanna on the other line, too. Hi, Rihanna.
Hey, Robert Tonker, yeah, back at 2-2. See what you're getting by.
So Colin, tell us a little bit about this relationship. How did it start with you and Rihanna?
Well, I think the label was taken to the witnesses for that and put in labor. We're in the medicine here.
Hell.
I didn't. All right. Rihanna, you tell us how it got started.
I was going to say, Winnie. Come back right now. What did you be school? Who did I come back right to? That's a grim note. And she said, no, but a boy.
All right.
Okay. I'm not sure you're filling in the blanks.
Hey, Colin, what were some of the things that she texted you that took you back?
I'm rather surprised to see that my name is Elizabeth Colsey. I'm trying to try and drive moments from the said character.
What? Are you playing a piccolo? What is that?
It's a penny whistle.
Penny whistle.
Oh,
okay.
Penny whistle. Sorry.
I could do. I play the flute. But the guy's got a steel flute.
Oh, there you go. I understood that.
Now, this guy is Madison and Doring.
Must be crazy at your house at bedtime. Rihanna, what do you guys have in common? You're from Barbados. You're much younger. You're a singer. He's much older, from Ireland. He's an actor. What's your common ground?
Because when I say battle never at that fuck it up, make me knock in the boots, Ireland, what about the Ireland, Ireland, because I'm a Barbados to be the island, that's what I said to him.
Colin?
What can't you start to beside his whip? You think I'm doing general chemistry between Ireland?
Okay. Well, sounds to me like you guys have quite a foundation. I think it's what we're going to find for you. Good luck.
K-Rock is K-R-O-Q with World Tour 2011, destination number 5. I'm not sure if you've heard of this or not, but Foo Fighters is the band, and we're sending you to see them in the Swiss Alps.
Wow.
All week long, you can score a copy of the Foo Fighters' new CD, Wasting Light. We're playing a new song from it called Rope. You'll hear it at the top of the hour again, and you get on the standby boarding list for that trip. Go to krock.com for details. It's 6:39.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Adam Carolla this week in Rage, about 20 minutes away. Ralph also has the Showbiz Beat for us every hour, and just a grip load of stuff to give away today. I can't believe you're giving away the store here today, Ralph. I can't believe how much stuff.
Tickets.
Everything must go?
I stock them deep. I sell them cheap. So I roll.
First, though, we're all excited about the new Foo Fighters song that we're going to be playing again after the top of the hour, but there's a song that Ralph... did not cotton to what he heard recently for the first time, and he wanted to discuss it. Apparently, this is a song you hated so much that you need to what? Put out a warning to our listeners so that they can avoid it?
Listen, I need everyone to know that country music blows. That's the point I need to get across. I've tried this many times, and I don't seem to be getting through to people.
Do you get people to argue with you and go, oh, no, that was a great song?
Oh, no, country music's great. Oh, yeah. I love country. You know, Criminal Number One is. Yes.
Yeah, of course.
And I realize now why Bean likes country music so much.
Okay.
Because it's so full of cheese.
Oh,
it's
that's
so full
true.
Of, oh, aren't we funny? This is our little pun title. Isn't that a funny title? Aren't we cute? Aren't we cute to the toothless, tobacco-chewing, pickup truck-driving, cousin-molesting, dog-having, gun-rack-toting way? Aren't we just adorable in our small town, just wisdom that we just impart all over you? Aren't we just the best? F country music.
He does love cheese.
Look, here's what I would say. There's bad pop music. There's good pop
no,
music.
But
there's bad rock music. There's
right.
good rock
but
music.
But let's talk percentages. Let's talk percentages. It's wildly in favor of bad when it comes to country music. Let me read you a list of genuine titles of country songs. These were songs that were recorded and released onto an unsuspecting America.
Okay.
These existed, okay?
All right.
Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in bed. That's a title. That's a country western music title
right
there.
Oh, and they were so happy with that
one,
you know.
Oh, isn't that funny? Biscuits and buns, do you get it? Because sometimes buns means ass. Oh, thank you, Toby Keith, or whatever effer wrote this song. Her teeth were stained, but her heart was pure.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
How can I miss you if you won't go away?
Yeah.
How can you believe me when I say I love you when you know I've been a liar all my life? I changed her oil. She changed my life.
Oh!
I fell in a pile of you and got love all over me.
That doesn't exist.
It happened.
That
real.
Doesn't exist.
It's real.
Come on now.
I would have wrote you a letter, but I couldn't spell yuck. That is a real song.
That's not a real song.
It is a real song.
That isn't, no.
I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy.
Oh, drinking, sure.
Oh, that's
See?
Funny. I'm just a bug on the windshield of life.
That's not a song either.
I've been flushed from the bathroom of your heart.
You're so
that
making this.
Is
that
real.
Is not real.
Johnny Cash.
Really?
If you leave me, can I come too? See what they did there? She got the gold mine. I got the shaft.
Oh.
See what they, the wordplay there?
See?
Oh, these are smart, clever bastards, aren't they? She got the ring. I got the finger. Which must have been a sequel to She Got the Gold Mine, I Got the Shaft. She made toothpicks out of the timber of my heart.
These aren't real.
You were only a splinter as I slid down the banister of life.
Come on, Ralph.
F country music. And now we've got another offender.
Okay.
From Trace Adkins. You may remember him from Celebrity Apprentice. Big dude, ponytail.
Has a voice like this. Hey,
he's like 6'8 or something.
So he has taken upon himself. You know that joke that went around for a while a couple years ago? One of the sexiest animals on the farm.
Yes.
Brown chicken, brown cow. Because it sounds like porn music.
Mm-hmm.
Not a particularly good joke.
Not even a good joke, right?
Certainly not worthy of writing a song about.
There's a song written called Brown Chicken, Brown Cow.
Your Honor,
I present as evidence, exhibit number one, Trace Atkins singing Brown Chicken, Brown Cow.
Bobby Joe and Betty got a real nice farm. Everybody knows that they work real hard.
That has everything you're talking about. I love Bob and Joe, Betty.
They got a farm. They work real hard, but it's time for
Bobby
sexy time.
Bobby Joe sweating in the noonday sun.
Yeah, what's going to happen?
Betty right beside him till the work's all done.
Yeah, time to get to the barn.
But every now and then they get a strong desire to crawl up in the hay and set the barn on fire. Now the hay needs hauling, the hogs need stop. Corn needs cutting, but the tractor stopped. They're climbing up the ladder, clear to the loft. I'm shucking those dirty old work clothes off, singing brown chicken, brown cow.
F you.
Come
F
on.
F you.
That exists?
That is a real song, and you'll be happy to know that the video is all puppets having sex in hay.
Not even a hot country chick?
No.
They do have hot country chicks.
They do have hot country chicks.
But not
but
in
Fox
this.
Fox News has attractive analysts, too. It doesn't make it good.
Being Trace Atkins, is he a perennial offender?
He's very popular. He has, but
I know,
he does tend to lean toward the novelty song. Yeah, that's certainly something he.
But
enjoys.
It isn't a novelty if it happens all the time, Bean. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not a novelty. You know what? Monster Mash, that was a novelty. Macarena, that was a novelty. This is standard operational procedure in the world of country music.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Ain't nobody watching but the brown chicken, brown cow.
Black crow sitting on a weather vane.
I think we get it.
No.
He can see him coming from a mile away.
Here comes Bob Stu and Jim Bob.
Yeah, he's calling out a loud alarm.
This is from the bird's point of view.
Yes.
Hey, y'all, Bobby, Joe, and Betty heading for the barn.
Telling all the animals to come watch. The humans have sex.
The chicken ain't picking and the cow won't eat. They're biting each other for
front row seats. Why?
This is turning ugly.
Need slop.
But the tractor stopped. They're climbing up the ladder, clear to the law. Shucking those dirty old work clothes off.
Yeah.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Wow.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
So what do you say, Ralph? What's the takeaway here?
Why bother writing lyrics when you can just write lame punchlines from jokes into your songs? That's the way.
And didn't it turn even worse when all of a sudden all the animals were interested?
Yes,
like what?
It's like a weird bestiality voyeurism thing. It's just listen, country music. Just stop it.
Stop
that's what I'm saying. Just stop it. Just get back to the plow and the tractor and slopping the hogs or whatever you
do. That has to take a break every once in a while.
No.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Say stop it.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
That exists.
Stop it. Stop it.
Country music sucks.
Hey, from the new Foo Fighters song called Rope here on the Kevin and Bean Show, Adam Carolla joins us after the top of the hour. Right now, Ralph Garman is here for another look at the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday. What's going on, Ralph?
I still miss you, baby, but my aim's getting better. That's another song title, a country western music song title.
Mike likes it.
Forget the night. Help me make it through the door. Don't run into the screen door, honey. You'll only strain yourself.
No way.
See what they did there?
Nope.
If my nose were full of nickels, I'd blow it all over you.
What?
That's just unpleasant.
I'm so miserable without you, it's like having you here.
All right.
I'm sorry I made you cry, but at least your face is cleaner. These are actual titles of country music songs. That's all I'm saying.
And Bean has all of them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're in my country jukebox at home. Right next to my mechanical bull.
That's all I'm saying, man.
I hear you.
Bill Murray finally talking about the Ghostbusters 3 movie.
Is this happening or not happening?
Oh, who knows? He's doing an interview yesterday. And said, is it true there's a ghost? He was asked, is it true there's a Ghostbusters 3 and you're the problem? Will you not sign off on this? Do you know about this? Murray said, yeah, I guess I'm the problem. Before I was an asset and now I'm the problem. There's a script somewhere over there. There's a script. I just haven't read it yet. So apparently he hasn't even read the script for Ghostbusters 3, let alone agreed to be in the film.
Isn't he hiding, though, from... Don't you have to go to the... mountains of Tibet to find him or some BS? He doesn't have an agent. He doesn't have
a phone.
He
doesn't have an agent. He's got a phone number.
He does.
That you have to get from someone.
Okay.
You call it. You leave a message for him. You pitch your idea or your project. He listens to the messages, and whoever he's interested in, he gets back to.
Right.
That's how he operates.
Wow. And he could call you back tomorrow, or he could call you back in 8 years. You don't know.
But this is the thing. This isn't a situation like that, because this is Harold Ramis and Dan Aykroyd and Ivan Reitman. These are people he knows and has worked with for many times for many years. And he says, Ivan wants to make it, and I owe him, and he's puzzled that I haven't gotten to this one. So it's a matter of him reading the script.
Well, that doesn't seem all that difficult to make happen, does it?
Yeah, but he's doesn't this, as he says in the interview, he goes, this is really not a priority for me.
Well, he's busy singing karaoke with strangers.
That's right.
Well, I don't think the world is dying for a Ghostbusters 3 either. I mean, it's not exactly hot property right now.
Well, that's where you'd be wrong, because I was surprised to find this out, too. They sell an enormous amount of Ghostbusters toys and merchandise still every year.
Do they really?
Mattel is currently putting out a whole new line of Ghostbusters toys because kids are watching this movie, and they get handed down from their mom and dad or their older brothers and sisters, and they watch the movie, and they fall in love with it all over again, and they sell a bunch of toys and stuff. So it's certainly in the best interests of the studio to reinvigorate the franchise and to keep it going. So they're eager to do it, and it looks like Dan Aykroyd and Harold Ramis are eager to do it, and Bill's the only one who's kind of dragging his feet, but I want to thank the Realmcast, by the way, is the website where I got that story from. You can read the whole story, if you like, over there, realmcast.com. Dr. Oz is going to perform surgery on Jimmy Fallon during today's show, if you want to check it out, the Dr. Oz show.
Perform surgery on Jimmy Fallon during for the show?
For the show, live on daytime television, first time ever, surgery will be performed.
What kind of surgery?
Heart transplant, I think. No, I'm kidding. He's having a mole removed from his left hand.
Okay.
Yep.
That's bad television.
That's not good TV.
Dr. Oz diagnosed Jimmy Fallon's mole as a blue nevi. That was that was from Avatar, wasn't it? Wasn't those the people who were flying around? The blue nevis? Turns out to be non-cancerous, but Jimmy will show up in a hospital gown and have it removed live on the stage. You can check that out today if you want to see Jimmy Fallon have his mole removed.
Nope.
And is he gonna give it away to fans or for charity like Bieber's doing with his hair?
I think he will. How is that not on the TLC, by the way?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
Celebrity mole removal. How do we not get that show over there? Speaking of Justin Bieber, Kevin, you'll be happy to know that he's getting his own wax figure at Madame Tussauds.
Oh, it's about time.
Everything Kevin loves in one place.
They just announced yesterday that Justin's figure will make its debut in March at all the museums, New York, London, and Amsterdam. I don't think there'll be the Vegas one yet, but I'm sure they'll get around to it.
Yeah.
Now, what are they going to do, though, with the hair?
Oh.
What happens now?
They have to do
both. It's already outdated.
If you are a wax artist, you must be furious now that you have to recut the wig.
Or I think you're furious when you hear the words Justin and Bieber.
Really? I got to do him? Have you seen Bieber now is wearing the fake glasses?
No.
Yeah. Got the haircut, but he's wearing those horn-rimmed black glasses that he doesn't need.
Yeah.
Just to look sophisticated.
Everything just screams, look at me with this kid.
Yeah.
It's remarkable.
Yeah.
You see him on Glee, the music of Bieber on Glee last week?
No.
I don't watch Glee anymore. The Super Bowl episode killed it for me, Ralph.
Well,
I can't watch it anymore.
Glee is so much more what it was now than ever. I know they went off the rails and did all kinds of weird episodes, but the last couple episodes have just been about like teenagers and like teenage drinking and, you know, and going to the regionals or the finals, wherever they're going. It's really reined itself back in, so it's a shame. I think they may have lost a lot of people.
I
want to
believe you, but I watched a lot of season two, and it pretty much sucked every week.
Well, the one after Super Bowl sucked, and then the Bieber one sucked. But then
so you did watch the Bieber
sort of came
one.
Back. Yeah, it was horrible.
The Justin Bieber experience. They
horrible.
Put together a tribute band.
It was just
but they're all wearing hoodies.
Yeah.
And they all had their hair.
I like the Biebs, and I didn't watch it. That's how much I dislike Glee now.
Well, maybe Glee will bring you back. They've announced March 15th.
Brown Chicken, Brown Cow Day?
No, it won't be Brown Chicken, Brown Cow. It'll be the debut of their new original songs. They're going to have two original songs on Glee on the 15th. Yeah. Lea Michele will sing a ballad called Get It Right, and then the entire cast will do a song called Loser Like Me. And apparently it's Glee's first foray into original music.
No.
That last one leaked on the internet. I have a clip of that.
Oh, yeah, really? I like to hear it, yeah.
Say your face on hoodies. He's not the same guy. Let's say your sister's the colleague of the
They might still be
man without a face, Kevin. Come on.
Might still be working on it.
You're a bad, bad man. Was it the Addams Family theme you were trying to sing?
I don't know. Well, the problem is that he's from Portugal, so it's Portuguese. So
Portuguese song.
There's no way to know.
Today's celebrity birthdays. It sounds like something Mike would do.
It does. Yeah.
If we had some person with a disability trying to sing a song, that's what Mike would come up with.
Yeah. It wasn't.
It wasn't.
That was real.
Today's celebrity birthday is Dakota Fanning, 17 years old today. Where's the bell?
I think I'd give her a bell.
Yeah. There we go.
There it is.
Comedian Aziz Ansari is 28. Emily Blunt is 28 years old as well. Niecy Nash from Reno 911 and Dancing with the Stars turns 41 years old today. Kristen Davis from Sex and the City is 46. Brad Whitford, guitarist for Aerosmith, is 59. Patricia Richardson from Home Improvement is 60. And actor and director Peter Fonda celebrates his 71st birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 11 minutes after 7.
What must it be like to be Dave Grohl, by the way, to have been in two of the greatest rock bands of the last 50 years? I mean, seriously. Come on.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. He's super
man.
Talented.
Yeah.
I remember the first time they said the drummer from Nirvana is going to put out an album. I was like, oh, no.
Well, I guess he won you over, huh?
Yeah.
The Wasting Light is the new album. It's going to be out in April. That is the first song called Rope. We're playing it for you every hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, our friend Adam Carolla on the phone right now. Yeah. Not only can you see him every Thursday night at Universal City Walk, John Lovett's Club at 8 o'clock, including special guest this week, Doug Benson. That's a good pull, Adam. But you are announcing the West Coast debut of Adam Carolla's In 50 Years Will All Be Chicks stage show. You're telling me your best-selling book has now become a stage show? What's this all about?
Well, just by popular demand, Bean.
But you're not singing or anything, are you?
There's some movement involved. I don't call it dance, but okay. We're working with a choreographer.
You're
sure.
Dancing.
I see.
Yeah.
Oh, you're on Dancing with the Stars. Adam fancies himself a ballroom dancer now. This is going to be great.
Kevin, I don't fancy myself a ballroom dancer.
You are.
I am. Okay. John Popper doesn't fancy himself a harmonica player. He is.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. It's going to be Saturday, May 21st at the Wiltern in Los Angeles, Sunday, May 22nd at the Grove of Anaheim. As always, you can get tickets and information about everything and the fine family of podcasts at adamcarolla.com. It's Wednesday. The Ace Man is here for This Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
Well, starting at number 3 and working our way down to number 1. Just got back from Colorado. Beautiful state, and had a little time to kill between shows on a Saturday. So we lined us up a tour for the Coors plant, the bottling plant over there, right there in Golden, Colorado. Spectacular place. Went over there on a Saturday morning, and if things couldn't get better, we got the hot blonde for the tour guide.
All right.
Nice. They have the grizzled guy named Walt with the weird fingers who talk your ear off about the fermentation process, but we get the hot blonde, and that seems awesome, especially when you're going up and down the stairs and you're walking just behind her and she's giving you the whole speech until you start asking her questions. And then you got trouble.
Why?
Uh-oh.
Well, first thing out of my mouth was, what was the whole deal with the Smokey and the Bandit movie? I mean, he had to move the Coors from here to Texarkana. What? Why couldn't they just bought it in Texarkana? And she's like, what movie?
Well, I could have told you that, Adam. How do you...
I know, but that should be the first day of training to smoke. There should be an entire... They should have to watch the entire Smoking the Bandit series before they begin. They should just sit them in a room with 3 Blu-rays of Smoking the Bandit 1, 2, and 3 and just go, we'll see you in 9 hours.
When
you come... You don't know smoke. You work at Coors.
I'm not one to argue with you, but is it possible that you're the odd man out here?
There was a display of the Firebird and Smoking the Bandit and Jerry. Your people, you guys are spinning Jerry Reed records twice an hour.
No, we're not at all.
What?
No, it's
no
like...
way. I know Weatherly. He loves himself some Jerry Reed.
That girl wasn't born when those movies were out. She doesn't know anything about
listen,
them.
I'm with the Ace Man on this. It's an important part of the history of Coors Beer. It's like you, if you go to Disneyland, if you're going to work as a tour guide in Disneyland, you know a little bit about Walt Disney, even though he died before you were born, because that's the history of the place.
Bean, when you're hot, you're hot.
And when you're not, you're not. Oh, that's right, Ace Man.
To say about that.
F you both.
You're exact correctamundo. That's the first thing you should learn is to smoke it. Every single, listen, if you say, you know what, tour, we should go to Coors today, you've seen Smoking the Bandit over under 28 times. If you think it's a good idea to go there, that's all I'm saying.
All right.
I had no idea. And then I said to her at a certain point, what year was the building built? And she said, I got to get back to you on that. And I thought, it must be awesome being blonde.
Yeah, being hot and blonde. Yeah, it is a lot
really,
easier.
If that was a fat brunette, I would have backhanded her. Instead, I was like, sorry, that was a dumb question. I was out of line. It's great how you just apologize to blondes constantly.
Yeah.
All right, so again, did not know. And by the way, do you guys want to know why they could not move Coors across the state line?
Not really.
No interest at all.
Great, then I'll tell you.
All right.
It had to do with the fermentation process. Oh, no, wait a minute. Pasteurization. They couldn't move it because Coors is cold filtered and not pasteurized, and these other places needed the product to be pasteurized.
That
See?
Poor girl. You're like a professor in beerology, and she just
riveting,
started.
Isn't it?
Like her first day.
Oh yeah, it was great having her tell me all about the harps and the balmies and all the other different parts that went into the beer. Number two, this actually inspired by the trip as well. Hotel pillows. Now, I got to say this about the beds when you travel around. They do them up. They put tons of little pillows on there, and then they have the next strata of pillows, and then the next layer of pillows. And the whole thing about a hotel and a bed and the pillows is we just want to simulate our home bed and be comfortable. I'm not going to stand there and stare at the bed and masturbate and go, oh, man, this is a spectacular feast for the eyes. So first off, when you're at these hotels and they put the 26 little mini bite-sized pillows all over the bed,
right.
All you do is trip over those things for the next 3 days. All you do is kick those around because you throw them on the floor, and then you make a small pile of pillows, and then you have to step over them on your way to the bathroom or the closet and end up kicking them and tripping on them. We don't need that. It's not like I ever go into a hotel room and go, where are all the mini pillows? Where are they? And then I call down outrage. You know what? There's only four regular-sized pillows on here. There's not a whole bunch of mini soccer ball-sized pillows for me to trip over and move back and forth and to lay on the floor. And by the way, it's weird because you always throw them on the floor, and then you go out and the maid makes up the room, and they're back up on the bed again, which means whatever's on the floor is now on your bed. And then when it comes to the regular-sized pillows, you have your choice. You have big, huge, and Ralphie May. There's no regular size flat pillow like you use at home. You get the telephone pole circumference, the oak tree, and the giant sequoia. And then you have to try to mash it down. And then somebody says, hey, if you take the bathroom towel and you fold it upright, you can make a pillow out of it. And I go, yes, but I have 47 pillows here already. Shouldn't one of them just be medium so I can put it under my head? All right, and last but not least, a game.
A game.
That I think is going to sweep the nation.
All right. You made it up?
I made it up.
All right.
No, it's called checkers.
Okay, all right.
It's called Battleship. Your listeners can just sit in their cars or their apartments or their cubicles and think all day long about this one.
All right.
These are things that in our society have caused more harm than good. It's got to be something that started off good, but then went south. It's now being officially abused and used for more harm than good.
Okay.
For instance, ski masks started off innocent enough. Hey, people ski. It's cold outside.
You stay warm.
Now there's more Al Qaeda guys wearing ski masks than the guys up at Bear Mountain.
That's
right?
True. Yeah.
Yeah. Duct tape.
Sure.
Being officially used for more harm than good. Jenny McCarthy started off with so much promise, right? This bubbly chick, boobs bouncing everywhere. This is a party. Now she doesn't want to get your kid vaccinated. They're dropping like flies. Grecian formula. started off, hey, there's a good idea. Guy's got a little gray around the temples. He's running for governor. Let's see if we can get rid of that gray so he looks younger. Now we got Gaddafi and we got Hubamek and all these other guys. I mean, it's a disaster, right?
Right.
Canned hams. Bean, I know you're with me on this one.
Absolutely,
seemed
sure.
Great when you're a kid. Now it's just essentially a 20-pound projectile filled with water and crap. So good. And last but not least, Kate Hudson.
Oh,
again,
yeah.
More.
Yeah, right.
Oh, so almost famous. So much promise.
So good.
Now,
a lot of promise. So good. Yeah.
Officially an enemy of the state.
Yeah, you're right. Saying, no, you're right.
The list goes on and on. Bands. I think Vans now at this point have crossed into doing more harm than good.
More harm than good.
More people have been abducted than furniture's been moved. That's all I'm saying. Whenever something reaches a critical mass, that's it. So it's got to start off good.
All right.
But now it's gone south.
I like it. You can play More Harm Than Good with Adam Carolla on the Adam Carolla Twitter feed. Just his name. Also go to adamcarolla.com to check out all the podcasts and all of the live shows, including In 50 Years We'll All Be Chicks, the stage show, which sounds like a lot of fun. This Thursday night, Universal City Walks, John Lovitz Club, with Doug Benson. Ace Man, thanks for coming on, man. Have a great week.
Thanks, yeah.
You guys watching Parenthood? I know, Lisa, you're on board. You love the Parenthood on NBC Tuesday Nights, right?
Yes. I tape it. I watch it when I can, and it's good.
It's awesome.
Really, really good show. I think it's a show like Cougar Town that has a terrible title that scares a lot of people off because they think they know what it is, but it's not. It's really, really good. But they had a plot line the other night. One of the couples, the show's about a whole bunch of family members, brothers and sisters and parents and grandparents and kids, the whole deal. And one of the couples is trying to get pregnant. They're trying to have another baby.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been through that, Kevin. You know what that's like, man. You're paying close attention to your lady's temperature. And when you're ovulating, it's time. That's when you go for it, right? Well, they're at a kid's birthday party at their sibling's house when they decide, oh, my God, I'm ovulating. Let's make this baby. Let's go do it now. So they go up into the bathroom off of the master bedroom in the house, upstairs in the house, while everybody else is downstairs having a bug show for the kid's birthday party. So the people who live in the house discover them having sex in the bathroom. And here's what happened when the wife walked in on them while they were doing it in the master bathroom.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay.
Hi. I am so sorry.
We're trying to make a baby.
I understand. That's okay. It's no problem. I just came to get some aspirin. Just keep doing what you're doing. I'm
okay.
Do you want to use the bed?
No, that's okay.
That's
all right,
generous.
I'm going to just go.
Okay, bye.
Okay, that to me is an extremely magnanimous reaction to somebody defiling my home.
Well,
defiling?
They're not, what are you talking
defiling.
About?
Defiling.
They're
having
pooping
sex.
On the house. It's just sex, Bean.
They're having sex. Look, I don't have sex in my house. Nobody else should
be
having sex
your
in my
problem,
house.
That's
man.
A whole different thing, dude.
But I'm just, when I saw that, I thought, of course, Ralph, I'm glad you're here because I thought back to, you know, how you totaled Kevin's house that one time on New Year's Eve. But I mean, I thought I would be so furious if I were having a party and I went upstairs just
why
like the actors did in the show.
Furious?
And somebody was having sex in my bathroom.
But why?
Why? Because there are some things you don't go to somebody else's house and do. I don't want you to come to my house and poop either, by the way. There's some stuff you do in your own house, and you're a guest in my house.
Well, you're odd, though. You're weird that way, though.
Rent and check? How do you even know?
No, but I'm saying, what would your reaction
be? You're a good time.
Well, wow. Well, yeah. Lisa, what would your reaction be if you were having a party and you found out that a couple of your guests had dipped into the bathroom for a quickie?
The bathroom is not a big deal. I'd rather they not have sex in my bed, but the bathroom is not a big deal. I did that at
really?
A party, too.
Yeah.
Really?
Lisa, come on. Come on. Ralph did it at my house.
Yeah.
Kevin. For God's sakes.
Yeah.
That was a New Year's Eve party.
What was your reaction like, Kevin, when you found out?
Well, I mean, I think, if I recall correctly, he came out and he was bragging.
of course he was.
I wasn't bragging. I just put it inside and said, dude, I just knocked it out. You're in your bathroom. And I thought, we're going to have to burn the mother down.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. We have since removed.
But it's because it was me, not because
right.
it was sex.
Correct.
You're not anti-sex. You're just anti-me.
I don't want to be around you having sex.
Yeah, that was the problem. It was too close
but,
to comfort for
But
your
I
taste.
Wouldn't. I wasn't furious. I wasn't furious. I don't even understand that.
I would be furious that it would defile my home with any expression of love or sexuality.
But you guys are telling me honestly. Honestly,
if I recall, you did it more than once.
What, Bean?
Yeah.
You're telling me that that is not bad etiquette to go to somebody else's house and have sex at their house.
I don't think it's ideal, but I don't think most people would be as angry as you. I don't know. Maybe I'm off.
Well, you're asking the wrong guy with me because it's almost mandatory in my house when I throw a party for people to have sex in my house.
You're disappointed. You feel like it's not a good party unless somebody got laid.
De rigueur, as they say. It's sort of the standard operational procedure.
All right, so we'll take your calls if you were caught doing that, or if somebody was doing that in your house and you caught them. And what was your response? To me,
if
it was...
If you're angry as me, I'd love to talk to you because that's a strong reaction.
We need to hook you up with a therapist if that's the case.
But. I'm telling you, I think that there are going to be a lot more people who share my reaction, which is I don't want people coming into my house and having sex without my consent or approval.
Here. But, I don't understand it.
Without your consent or approval, they're supposed to ask.
I have paperwork designed for just an occasion like that.
I'd like you to fill out this form.
I need to stamp your penis with this rubber stamp. Approved.
I think you're on your own on this one, Bean.
Yeah. Really? We'll I think calls. They're going to be... Look, there are going to be people who are going to call. And again, 1-800-520-1067. I guarantee there are going to be people going to call and go, yeah, they were at my house and they had sex and I'm so mad about it.
Anybody canoodling in my house?
Okay, but I think the big factor here is that you hate people. If I think it's who it is makes a big difference. If it's somebody that you like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And know the house you're having sex in.
Of course.
I mean, you got to know who the owner is.
And lock the door if you're in the bathroom.
They wanted to be found on that show. I don't know what's going on that Parenthood, but if they didn't lock the door, that's on them.
But I think most people would find it humorous and sort
funny.
Of, that was good for you guys.
I'd go grab a camera is what I would do.
A little high five.
I don't get it.
All right.
Sex is icky anyway, especially sex in somebody else's house.
This is your problem. It has nothing to do with houses or people's etiquette. It's about you and your relationship with your penis.
No, you have to stay out of this one now. We'll take some calls. 1-800-520-1067. We want normal people and their normal reaction.
That's me. That's what I'm giving you.
I'm giving you a normal reaction.
Neither.
You were involved. You can call us now. We'll talk to you next.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, talking about having sex in someone else's home. It was a plot line on Parenthood last week. Here's what I'm talking about, guys. This is an email from Kevin and Bean listener Sam. I threw a party at my home, and not only did someone have sex in my bathroom, but multiple people did. I had to disinfect. I wore plastic bags and a mask. It was a cesspool of sex germs and juices. I'll never let them do that again. I'm with you, Bean. That's what Sam says.
That Sam has a problem with sex. Sam has a problem with sexuality. It's not about his friends. It's not about the people. It's about Sam's relationship with sex. Like it is in your case.
And yours, Bean.
Yes.
Let's talk to Gladys on line 4 to get us going. 1-800-520-1067. Have you had sex in a friend's house or have they done it in your house? We want to hear what your reaction was. Gladys, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. What's going on?
Hi, good morning. I don't know. I had a couple of friends had sex in my restroom, and I was bothered by it because, one, my mom was out of town, so I was house sitting, and I had my two younger sisters there, so that wasn't okay with me. And second, they broke the towel rack and didn't even tell me or help me fix it or anything.
Sweet.
I had to hear it a week later.
It's a different thing if it's your parents' house and you've got children on the premises. Yeah, that makes it a little less
tasteful. That kind of changes everything.
And they kind of vandalized your place on top of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's very different than just...
They were rude.
Gladys.
So they were... I wasn't okay with it.
All right, but you didn't walk in on them. They locked the door. Had they not broken the, broken the towel rack, would it have been so bad?
Well, I wouldn't have known, so okay. I guess not.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
if you don't know, then of course.
I guess.
All right.
Thanks for the call. Let's try Sean, line 7, on the Kevin and Bean Show. And by the way, if you're having sex on the sink like they were in Parenthood on the episode that we were describing, I mean, that's where you wash up. It's where you brush your teeth. I mean, shouldn't that be pretty sanitary?
What's wrong with you?
Don't you want to keep your bathroom fairly sanitary? Come on.
They're not hobos having sex in there, by the way, okay? They're regular people just having sex.
Bean, let me ask you a question. You understand people wash their hands in that same basin, right?
Right.
Okay. Do you know how infinitely more dirty people's hands are than, you know, the areas that might touch
that? Yeah, but you're using hot water and soap to get that stuff down the sink, not whoever's ass happens to be in the sink. Nobody's washing that down.
Listen, well, don't lick your sink then after people have sex in it.
We can do one of two things. We can focus on you, Bean.
That's a whole other show.
Which you're forcing us to do that. Or you can just be quiet and let us go to some calls.
Sean, you're on the air.
Thank you.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Sean.
So my wife and I, before kids, we used to host these insane Halloween parties.
Good man.
And we, of course, there's only one bathroom open to all the guests. So there's a line of people trying to get in the bathroom, and the party's going on. It's about 100 people there. And some people come to get me. Oh, there's people trapped in the bathroom. We think there's a problem.
Trapped. They're yelling.
It was an R. Kelly song, wasn't it? Yeah, trapped in the bathroom?
So I go knock on the door, and I'm thinking there's a legitimate problem. Maybe somebody got hurt or whatever. So if the door opens, this guy comes out. He's like, yeah. So he tries to high-five me.
I look behind her, him, and there's a girl like trying to get her clothes on. Of course, she's in a costume, right? So it's like really awkward.
That's nice that he opens the door before she's fully dressed.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Bless him. So he comes out trying to high-five people going down the hallway, you know, and I thought it was the funniest damn thing ever.
That's
good
what
for
I
you, Sean.
I love Sean who goes down there because he legitimately thought that somebody was hurt. He was hoping to find somebody having sex in his bathroom. That's why he went
down there.
Correct. He knew it wasn't the Chilean miner disaster. Come on. All right, let's try Vanessa. She walked in on friends having sex in her house. Hi, right. Vanessa. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What happened?
Hi. I had a couple friends over, and we were, you know, just up drinking, having a good relaxing Sunday. Well, I had to be at work the next day, and I go to bed and let them be, just kind of hang out still. I told them to lock up when they left. I wake up to use the restroom, and I see the TV on still, but I didn't hear them. They're going at it on my couch, and they had no idea I walked in on them.
Did you do the right thing and get a video camera?
Or did you linger and watch a little bit? Did you linger and watch a little bit?
I was like, what is going on? And I'm like, I'm not even getting laid at home right now. Oh,
yeah. That hurts.
If there's action in my house, it should be me.
So were you the short ending of the story here? Were you cool with it? Were you down with them having sex or no?
I basically turned around, went back to bed, and I was trying to ignore the noises. After I realized I was able to hear them after all.
Sweet,
yeah, you were enjoying that, you Vanessa, were. You little minx.
All right, thank you very much for the call. I guess the bottom line is, don't have sex in my house.
That's not
the bottom line.
No, in
and
Bean's
not,
house.
And I'm not just talking about at a party. If you come and you're a guest and you're staying in my house, don't have sex in my house.
Oh, I'm gonna
that's what I'm saying.
Bone all over your entire property one day.
Well, 106.7, K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 7:55.
Coming up, we'll play the new Foo Fighters song for you once again. It is called Rope. That's next on the Kevin and Bean Show. And then, Kevin, I understand you've got another update on our countdown to the royal wedding. I understand the coverage continues. Am I right?
they're going 24/7 with it now.
I know
ABC.
They are. It's crazy.
Well, there's so much to cover. You can't wait until the wedding gets here. You got to get all the info out.
But it's the last weekend in April. I mean, really?
Do we need hourly updates on everything having to do with the railway?
Wait until you hear about the tour you can take now. Wait, just wait.
I can't wait.
It's magic.
Okay. All right, that's all on the way on the Kevin and Bean Show. Now Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat and some giveaways.
Before I get to the Showbiz news, I do have tickets to give away to one of my favorite events of the year. It's called Paley Fest. It is the television festival that is thrown by the Paley Center for Media, and this is formerly the Museum of Television and Radio. They get together once a year. And they bring together the cast and creators of some of your favorite TV shows. You get to spend an evening listening to the stories of how the shows were created. There's a Q&A section where the audience gets to ask questions of the stars and the creators of these shows. It really is a very cool event if you are a TV geek like me, because you get to spend an evening with them in a very small, intimate venue. And I've got tickets today. First, I'd like to give away tickets for White Collar. I don't know if you guys are watching White Collar over on USA Network.
Every episode.
But it is a great show.
Dude needs to stop wearing a hat. Other than that,
Matt Bomer Neil Caffrey is very cool in those hats.
It's really a good show.
Tim DeKay plays Peter Burke, the FBI agent that he works with. It's really sort of a cool, fun, charming show. If you're a fan of the show, then this will be a very easy trivia question for you to answer. Peter Burke and his wife, played by the lovely Tiffany Thiessen from Saved by the Bell.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a dog. What's the dog's name? Just give me the dog's name. If you're a fan, you'll know it. 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. First two people to get through get a pair of tickets to go see The Evening with White Collar. I'm going to be there. I'm going to go into that one. That's a cool
good show.
This is a good show. Lindsay Lohan's in the news. Apparently today is the day that her lawyer and the prosecutors will be sitting down with the judge to determine her fate in her probation and grand theft cases. There's going to be a plea bargain negotiation today between Lindsay's team and the prosecutor. Now, sources connected with the case say that the judge thinks Lindsay should do some time.
Really?
Yes.
Who thinks that? The judge does?
Sources connected with the case say the judge that will be overseeing the plea bargaining thinks she should do some time. Lindsay's going to appear today before Judge Keith Schwartz, and the prosecutor, Danette Myers, will be there as well. Lindsay's lawyers will be there to offer a formal plea bargain in the case, but it looks like the judge wants her to do at least some time in order to plea this case out. So
I just hope she wears the same white dress that she wore to the arraignment.
Yeah, me too. That was
unbelievable. It was the best she's ever looked.
It was good.
Good dress.
I remember when we did the Hollywood Babylon show with Smith, we did the story, and I threw that picture up on the big screen. I was like, guilty of giving me a boner.
Yeah.
All right.
Good. Speaking of Hollywood Babylon, if you want to come see the show this weekend, it is Friday night this weekend as opposed to our usual Saturday night.
I was going to come on Saturday.
Honestly, we're doing it Friday. We had to swap it. We had to swap out because Smith's got a prior engagement on Saturday. So we're doing it Friday night at 10 p.m. at the John Lovitz Comedy Theater on City Walk and Universal Studios.
I like that you're confident enough to make it difficult to find.
And look, it's like I've always said, it's like that club with the ropes in front of it, the long line. Sure. If anyone can go there, you know, who wants to be there? But if you make it sort of an exclusive secret event.
Sure. People, no name on the wall.
Got to work a little bit if you want to come see this show.
This is the weekend I was going to come on Saturday.
Was it?
I was really looking forward to it. But now I can't make it Friday.
Now you know why we moved it. Rosie O'Donnell's in the news. Apparently she has broken up with her girlfriend, Tracy. She, according to the New York Post, got very serious with this Tracy very fast. This is the woman that she merged her family with. Remember, they had 10 kids between them, and she said it was like the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
Them two getting together. It happened very quickly and apparently fell apart just as quickly. Reminds me of a joke a lesbian once told me. She said, what does a lesbian bring to a second date? A moving van. Apparently, they enter into a serious relationship very quickly, and Rosie was.
That scares people off, whether you're hetero or bi or gay. That scares people. We need to get serious right away.
What a shock that Rosie O'Donnell can't keep a woman, by the way. She seems like such a delight to be around.
She does seem like a party in a glass, doesn't she?
Yep.
A blast in a glass, as they say on the Jersey Shore. Charlie Sheen has a new girlfriend. I wonder if it's the one that broke up with Rosie O'Donnell. Think she just moved on?
I don't know.
She is young, cute, blonde. We don't know her name, though, because reporters asked Charlie what her name was, and she said, her name is none of your effing business.
Yeah! Okay.
Like Charlie knows it.
Yeah, right. That means he doesn't know.
What do you think her line of work is, by the way? It doesn't say here, and no one has disclosed it, but I'm guessing she has a certain kind of line of work.
I would go with...
Porn star.
I was going to go with church.
Church.
Preacher.
Church preacher.
Yeah.
All right.
Porn star.
I'm guessing she works the pole.
Could be.
Or is in front of a camera, one way or the other.
Working the pole.
And Michael Jackson's death still affecting his three children, says his brother Jackie. Well, thanks for that update, Jackie. Yeah. I'm surprised. The kids haven't gotten over it yet? He tells People magazine that they are doing remarkably well, but they do miss their late father. However, the good news is, Jackie Jackson says, they're all artistic, and two of them plan on getting into show business.
Oh.
Prince wants to be a director, and Paris dreams of becoming an actress. Well, you couldn't think of two more emotionally healthy occupations for them to get into, so I think it's a great idea.
But the emotion? Too much for Tito.
Yeah, too much for Tito, indeed. Let's go to Arthur and see if he knows the answer to my trivia question about white collar. Arthur?
Hello.
Hey there. What's the name of the dog Peter Burke and his wife own?
I believe it is Satchmo.
Satchmo is correct, sir. Congratulations. Hold on, we're going to give you all the details, but you're going to spend an evening with the cast and creators of White Collar on March 7th. Thanks for calling in, and Ray, you're also going too, so congratulations, and I'll be there too. Today's celebrity birthdays, Peter Fonda is 71 years old, Patricia Richardson from Home Improvement is 60, Brad Whitford of Aerosmith turns 59, Kristen Davis from Sex and the City is 46, Niecy Nash from Reno 911 turns 41, Emily Blunt is 28 years old. Comedian Aziz Ansari is 28. And Dakota Fanning is 17 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 9 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Come on with new Foo Fighters again on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're playing it for you every hour today. That is their latest. It is called Rope. The new album is going to be coming out in April called Wasting Light. So glad to have those guys back. And from everybody but Kevin, who went to see the little free concerts or cheap concerts that they were doing leading up to their tour. Every song on the album just rocked, too.
Yeah, so excited.
Really? So excited that you missed it.
Honestly, they didn't make an album like every month.
I know.
Wouldn't that be better?
They're so good. We have been talking about this a lot lately because, frankly, we can't get away from it because we have the Today Show on in the studio while we're working.
That's our problem, I think.
That is our problem. That's where it all started, right? Yeah. Otherwise, we may not know that it seems like every single hour on NBC, and I watch some of the other channels, too, and they're all doing it, Kevin.
They are?
There is a countdown to the royal wedding. They seem to think, the American television network seem to think that we are obsessed with the minutia of two people we don't care about getting married in about 3 months.
Now, this is Princess Diana's son.
That's correct.
Carl.
Prince William. Yes, Carl. He is second in line to the throne. His father is Prince Charles. His grandmother is Queen Elizabeth.
All right. And he's getting married when? 2 months? I think the end of April.
Because I would think, like, you know, mid-April you start ramping it up, right?
Right. Even that's when, yeah, exactly.
Even, I don't know that any that I would even do that, but I guess, but they've been doing it every day now since they got engaged.
Yep.
And it's fascinating, and wait to hear about the tour that you can take. First, though, you have to sit through this music.
Which they play throughout this entire piece, much too loud.
Why?
I'm not sure.
From the royal wedding of Princess Diana to Prince Charles almost 30 years ago to the blessed unions of the rich and famous, we're all now getting a look at some of the most glamorous wedding gowns of all time.
All right, so now they're taking a look at some of the most famous wedding gowns of all time.
Okay.
Some really pretty ones. And coming up in this half hour, we're going to give you the story behind each one of these gowns and take a look at what...
I don't know who she is, but she sure sounds bored.
Do you want to take your life?
We're
going to give you the history behind each one of
my God. Now, Lisa, you're a chick, sort of. You don't even care about wedding gowns of the rich and famous, right?
Not at all.
They're giving you the history you people don't understand.
The future royal bride, Kate Middleton, may be wearing for her upcoming nuptials to Prince William. Apparently, we've got an inside.
Hey, turn down the music. We can't hear boring story. Tell it. We can't hear her voice.
That scoop, and yes. It's certainly not expected to have all the ruffle and poof of Princess Diana's gown, which we have actually in our own studio this morning. It's been kind of fun to have it in the studio.
It's been kind of fun to have Princess Diana's wedding dress in the studio.
Who is this woman?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know, but doesn't that make you want to sleep? I'm going to play that tonight when I can't sleep. And then they talk about the Kate Middleton tour, which is now available. You can take a bus tour in her hometown so you can see what made her who she is.
Oh, excellent.
And her hometown is named Buckleberry.
I like Buckleberry. That's a nice name for a town.
Buckleberry.
That's nice. That's a great name.
So you're telling me that there's a bus tour so you can see where she used to live or where she went to elementary school and stuff like that?
All of it.
Why would I want to see that?
I don't know, but it exists. So they toss it to a news anchor in London who then tosses it to a video piece of the actual Kate Middleton experience.
From royal watchers to royal fans, it seems people just can't get enough of Britain's future princess, and now there's a new way for you to get what's being called the Kate Middleton experience.
That's what they're calling it, the Kate Middleton experience. God. So, you go to the hometown, and then you get on a bus.
The English treasure their privacy.
Now, here's my favorite part.
So the bus company conducts most of the tour at 30 miles an hour.
Okay, so... So they're not allowed to stop. They're not allowed to stop because the people in the town won't like it. So it's like, what was that movie, Speed? You can't drop below 30 miles an hour or bad things will happen.
Right.
How is that a tour? I'm not stopping? You're just going to roll by and point stuff out?
It's a drive-by, yeah.
I thought it was a little further along. No,
it's not here. All right, now this part you need to listen to really closely because it's hard to hear. She doesn't know where the house where Kate Middleton grew up is. This is the tour guide on the microphone, and she's trying to explain to people. Oh, I think it's... Oh, no, no. Oh, that's not it.
I thought it was a little further along.
No,
it's not here. It's this next club, just beyond this little cottage. There. You can just see it through the trees.
Oh, no.
And then they do a little bit more. Uh-huh. And then they go back to the woman, and she's still, like, now they're on another street, and she thinks she found it. Like, they didn't do any research before they got a busload full of people. They just drove around and they're just guessing. It's the worst tour that's ever been given.
Her parents made millions operating a mail order company run from a converted barn.
All right, show me the barn.
Somewhere beyond the trees. No one, not even the guide, will say exactly where.
Okay, so now they're not going to tell you where the barn was that the parents made the money in.
Oh, my God, because that's too close. That's an invasion of their privacy.
So you have to keep going at 30 miles an hour, and they don't show you places.
This is the worst tour ever.
It's the worst tour ever. But good on them. I mean, they're getting like $16 a ticket or something. And it's not it's just BS. It's complete BS.
We're going to drive through this town at a slow rate of speed past houses where Kate Middleton may or may not have been.
And then they're not even sure. She's like, oh, no. Oh, that's it. No. Really? Like, I couldn't do that on my own?
I don't even understand. And then they go back to the Today Show.
To now, to today's royal treatment, our contest where we're actually going to be sending a lucky viewer and a guest, all expenses paid, to England during the royal wedding.
During the royal wedding, but you don't have anything to do with it. You get
of course not.
You get to be, get to be there.
But you don't get an invitation.
You're going to be in a boat off the coast of Scotland, but you'll be within 2,000 miles of the wedding.
You don't get to be wherever the Today Show is broadcasting from, I'm sure. You don't get to be there, but you get to be in somewhere on that side of the ocean.
If they're already at
right.
the warehouse where her parents may or may not have started a business that may or may not be on the other side of the tree line, and we're still 2 months out from the wedding, what can they possibly do today and tomorrow and in a week and in a month?
I can't wait. I'm so excited to find out because they're going to have to get smaller and smaller. They're going to have to go into minutia that's ridiculous. It's already a tour that doesn't show you anything in England where she was.
And today on the Today Show, we've got a group of women named Kate. Well, this one's a Catherine. This one over here goes by Katie, but they're close.
Oh my God, it's just mad.
Hey!
106.7 K Rock is KROQ, and it is 8:26.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, playing the Foo Fighters song for you again at the top of the hour. We got a brand new internet roundup for you, and Ralph will be here in a minute with the Showbiz Beat. Speaking of the Showbiz Report, a couple days ago, Ralph reported that they were re-releasing the Justin Bieber Never Say Never movie, which came out a week ago Friday.
It was a week ago Friday. So it'll be 2 weeks this Friday when it comes out. It'll be 2 weeks that it's been in the theater.
Right. They are re-releasing it. The director's cut of Never Say Never. Apparently, they have taken 30 minutes of the movie away and added a different 40 minutes of the movie to it. So it's going to be apparently either a completely different cinematic experience, or B, a cash grab because 12-year-old girls will go see anything. So we wanted to find out what's involved in this director's cut of Justin Bieber's Never Say Never. And I believe we have the Canadian pop idol on the phone with us once again here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Baby,
hey, Biebs.
Baby, baby, oh, baby, 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 no.
You must use auto-tune.
Hey, what's up, eh?
Hey.
Justin, is that you, dude?
It is. What's up with you guys, eh? How's that all going in there where you live?
It's going well. Thank you.
Great.
I was reading this interview with the director of your film, John Chu.
Yeah.
He also, of course, directed our friend The King of Mexico in Step Up 3D. Same guy. And he's talking about some of the nips and tucks they've made to Never Say Never. Can you elaborate a little bit about what we'll see in the theaters if we go back to see your movie on Friday?
I wasn't in Nip Tuck. I don't know what you're talking about.
No,
that's a TV show, right?
No, I was just talking the edits of the movie that comes out.
Not cool to talk about nips, too, while you're talking about John Chu.
No.
That's really uncool, man. That's why you're evil. America's an evil country.
We
eh?
Heard that, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you said, right.
You guys are like all racist, and what's that all about?
So what's new? What's the new footage in the film that we'll see this weekend, Justin?
Oh, the director's cut, eh? It's going to be amazing. It's like me going to see the premiere of the movie. So you get to go to a new movie seeing me seeing the movie, eh?
Wait, you mean that you were filming a week ago Friday when the movie came out?
When we had the premiere of the movie, we had the cameras rolling, eh? They're like following me around, and then we went in, and you saw me going in to see the movie's release like a couple weeks ago. And now here in the new director's cut, you'll be able to see me seeing the movie, eh?
Okay, but that's like a snake eating its tail. At some point, isn't it finished, and isn't it art, and isn't it a project that's done, and it's not changed anymore?
No, man, this is the new way of looking at things, okay, Grandpa? This is like a new movie. It's like you see me filming the movie, and then you see me watching the movie.
Okay.
And then I just cut my hair, and that was like a big deal, although I don't know what that's all about.
It was a huge, huge thing.
And so we got that footage, and we're going to put that in the movie, so you get to see that in the new version on Friday.
Okay.
Now, are you going to go, follow this question if you could, Justin, are you going to go to see the director's cut this weekend, and will that be filmed so we'll see you seeing the director's cut in another version in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, next week we're going to release Director's Cut 2.0, eh?
Okay.
And it'll be me going to see the director's cut, and you guys should go because they'll show me talking to you on the phone about director's cut 2.0.
All right. This is too many levels of dreams in Inception right
and
now. You've lost
me.
Call
me back about 2.0. We'll film that, and then you guys will be in the fourth movie when it comes out, the director's cut, 0.3019. Okay?
We don't really want to be in the movie.
Why not? It's like a big hit, eh?
Yeah, but, you know, it's you.
Yeah, what's that all about?
I don't know. That's a good question.
We spend all of our days and most of our nights on the internet so that you don't have to, and we present for you another Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup. Yeah!
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bane's Internet Roundup.
All right, we have some videos up that don't have audio samples, so we can't really play them. Mario Kart is one of them. Current day Mario Kart. The guy builds an actual Mario Kart and drives it around the streets, and it's awesome. He does it on his own.
He looks just like the video game.
He does. Snowboarder behind the reporter is funny as hell. It's just a jackass behind the reporter making gestures that will make you laugh. I don't know if you've seen the Tom York video. I'm sure you have. The new video for Radiohead.
Lotus Flower, right?
It's Lotus Flower. He's dancing? Question mark? He doesn't really dance as much as he looks like.
It's a seizure.
He's having a seizure. Yeah,
he's having a seizure.
Grand mal seizure. So a lot of people have had some fun with that. They put it to this song. And it's Tom York dancing. And then they put it to this song.
All the single ladies. All the single ladies. All the single ladies. All the single ladies.
And then they put it to this song.
Now I gotta cut loose. Put loose.
So that's all Tom York dancing. And people laughing about it. I don't know where this came from, but this is a little cute 5-year-old girl. Really cute, but she seems to be getting a lot of pressure to marry someone. I don't know who, like
what?
Another kid in class or something. She's very upset, though, that she wants to get a job before she gets married. Now, she's 5, mm-hmm. So I don't know where the pressure's coming from, but she wants it to stop.
I don't want to marry someone if I don't have a job first. Man comes asking me, running out. No, I don't want to marry you yet. I want to have a job. And if he says, I will not come back to you, fine. I'll find a different man.
See, she's awesome. She's awesome because she's a single independent woman, and that's what I admire. And I like the fact that she's thinking about her career, not just the, you know, like most 5-year-olds, oh, fairy tale princess, he's going to come and sweep me away and I'll never have to work. God bless her. There should be more kids like her.
She's super cute, too. And you go, what's happening in this particular video? I don't even understand it. I don't know if this is an old clip during the World Cup. I think it is an older clip of a newscast during the World Cup. And they're showing like a little keychain or some really tiny thing. And it's not that's funny. It's the reporter. He's out in the field, and then he tosses it back to the reporter in the studio, and it's her slam of him that makes it funny.
For the World Cup. And Belinda, I just can't understand how something so small can be so impressive.
Well, Mark, you would know about that. Thank you very much. Weather's next with Jane Riley.
<That's it. laughs> I want to believe that they had a nasty breakup. They used to date, and now it's over, and they still have to work together.
How something so small can be so impressive? That's funny and snarky, though, and you would think they would pull them aside and go, hey, newscasters on BBC, maybe we shouldn't be airing our dirty laundry here. Arcade Fire Hipster Attack is another funny one. This is 3 guys, 2 of them very excited, 1 of them not quite sure what they're talking about.
You know, I think it's pretty sweet that Arcade Fire took Best Album over Gaga and Bieber, you know?
Oh my god, yes. Total. Who is Arcade Fire?
What?
Oh, dude.
I listen to good music.
Oh my is this?
So the guy says, who's Arcade Fire? And then hipsters jump in and just beat the crap out of him. It's really funny.
I was shocked, and maybe I shouldn't be. Maybe I'm just too insulated because of this job and the kind of people that we know and hang out with. I was legitimately shocked, and I shouldn't have been, at how many people had never even heard of Arcade Fire when they won that Album of the Year Grammy the other night. I mean, the internet
I'm
just
shocked to hear you say that.
I know. I feel kind of stupid in retrospect because obviously it's not mainstream music. You don't hear them on the top 40 stations. Huh. But, I mean, they've been around long enough and have been successful enough that I thought that most people who care to watch the Grammys would at least have heard of them. But people were just going crazy after that award was given out. Like, who the F is Arcade Fire?
No kidding.
I guess we've learned from this video, be careful. Don't say that in public or the hipsters will beat you up.
Hipsters will attack you. We always play Jimmy Kimmel Live this week in Unnecessary Censorship. It's funny to us because he adds beeps where they are not needed. These are not curse words. But they make it sound a lot worse. He uses President Obama. There's a Charlie Sheen report. There's Dora the Explorer.
It's this week in Unnecessary Censorship.
She's a f***ing sex machine.
Even as he missed a season in his prime to in the Navy.
Why is Charlie Sheen giving advice about socially?
Johnny Depp me, and then he begged for more.
Our most romantic moment ends in me being by about 10 guys.
Dora, will you tell the story of how you me?
A lot of
That's just inappropriate.
And then Daddy Freddy. Now, I don't know where'd you find this, Bean?
This was a listener. Listener Nate sent this to us and says, I know how much you love El Chombo and his Chaka Ron song. Wait till you hear this guy. This is going to be your new favorite, and he's right.
You have to see it. I guess he's trying to break his own record, which seems like a BS record, of the most syllables in a minute. Now, it doesn't sound like anyone else has ever tried to beat that record, so why would he have to break it?
Uh-huh.
But this is his attempt, and it's magic. So if you heard us play that, that's where it's from. It's a guy trying to break his own record.
Love Daddy Freddy.
You can go to kevinandbean.com to see us.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Hey! 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's 8:51.
Play that new Foo Fighters song for you again called Rope. Coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show after the top of the hour. Now, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on, Ralph?
Yesterday, you may remember, I gave away some tickets to the Haley Fest evening with The Walking Dead. Very popular show over there in AMC about zombies. Mm-hmm. And I may have mentioned that Kevin and I interviewed Robert Kirkman, the creator of The Walking Dead, on a Vegas show that we did a couple months ago.
I thought you couldn't find this.
Well, we did find
it.
This is Kevin introducing comic book creator Robert Kirkman for his TV show based on his comic book, The Walking Dead.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
But we're also going to talk about a movie. I'm sorry, a TV show.
A TV show, too.
A TV show that is on AMC that is fantastic. And the creator of the graphic novel is Robert Kingsman?
Nope, Kirkman.
Can't read my own writing.
Robert Kirkman.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
That was in Vegas.
You were in good voice, too.
I sounded good.
Every time you're Robert Kingsman.
What's going through the mind of poor Mr. Kingsman, who's on the phone going, really? This is what I got up for, is to do an interview with these clowns?
You want to hear the question Kevin asked him?
No.
Yes, I do.
Kevin has invented the unanswerable question, which I never thought he would be able to come up with on his own. But
come
this is
now.
Him asking Robert Kirkman, or Kingsman, as
whatever
Kevin knows him,
is
a question about the process of going from comic book to TV show.
When you write it, you have to see it in your mind, right? I mean, it can't have looked like it does.
Oh my. Well said, Kevin.
So that happened, and then look, I've been up all night.
It
can't
Vegas. Have looked like it does.
And Ralph gave me a look like, why don't you shut the F up? And I didn't say another word the rest of the interview.
May I hear that one again,
no,
please, Ralph? Do you mind? Do you mind? I'd like to hear it one more time.
Feel free.
When you write it, you have to see it in your mind, right? I mean, it can't have looked like it does.
I think he went down after that.
I mean, he was trying to be nice, but it couldn't have made sense to him.
And that was after
the intro.
So good.
That short-circuited my brain, that question. I can't even wrap my head around it.
I'm telling you. Vegas.
All right. I've got some tickets to give away. Passes to the premiere of Take Me Home Tonight.
Well, I find that hard to believe.
The red carpet. Take Me Home Tonight, the premiere, if you'd like to go. It's happening Wednesday, March the 2nd. Stars Topher Grace. Anna Faris looks very, very funny. About the 80s. The 80s, man. You remember the 80s?
Not really.
You weren't there, man. Woo!
I don't remember the 90s.
Party! Anyway, if you'd like to go to the world premiere, call now. 1-800-520-1067. You get first five. First five callers will get a pair of passes. It'll be very cool. Please enjoy. We're talking about Charlie Sheen and his new girlfriend.
Yep.
She's cute. She's blonde. She's young. I've seen photos. He won't tell us her name. He told reporters her name was none of your effing business.
Mm-hmm.
And we were speculating on what line of work she may have been in.
Not really.
Good Morning America reports this morning that she is not a porn star or an actress or a stripper.
Huh. Wow.
She is a graphic designer.
Wow.
They report.
Huh. You mean she makes movies?
No, she's a graphic designer.
She's not a graphic sex artist, she is a graphic designer.
But she can't visualize the art and what it's going to look like on the TV show, right?
If this is true, What sort of decent person with a job and a career and life and everything gets involved with Charlie Sheen?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
I mean, you can see the porn stars doing it because, you know, he's famous and rich or whatever, and that's what they're attracted to primarily. They're driven by that motivation. But if you have any sort of life and self-respect and a career and stuff going on, if you've got a family and you know, you're not on the pole because daddy didn't pay enough attention to you or whatever, if you're a decent human being, why are you dating Charlie Sheen? How does that happen?
Well, maybe it was that watching the porn star with the $30,000 check. I mean, that could be more than you're making in a full year. Come on.
So those people usually can sublimate their sense of dignity or pride for money. But if you're a decent person and you're out there trying to make your way in the world, I think it's a lot harder to do, isn't it?
That could be. I don't know.
I'm just stunned that if she's a graphic designer, if she has any sort of semblance of a real life, that she would get involved with him.
He's a superstar. That seems to.
And he seems like a fun guy to hang out with too.
Yes,
Just because she doesn't work in the sex trade doesn't mean she's not a party girl.
Ask the whore that was locked in the bathroom when he was destroying the Plaza Hotel and threatening to murder her. He is a party in a box.
Allegedly.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Well, just have 911 on speed dial. That's all I recommend to his new girlfriend.
How much faster do you need to dial three numbers?
I'm just saying. You're going to be using it a lot. Why take even that much time?
All right.
Speaking of rape, Kobe Bryant got an award this week. He went down in history on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Got a star on the Walk of Fame.
All right.
Kobe Bryant did. Adam West, no star on the Walk of Fame. Kobe Bryant, basketball player, star on the Walk of Fame.
Fine with me.
What? But it's
not where he belongs.
Long history of contributions to the entertainment world.
That's true. Remember his series, That's Just Kobe? Oh, that was a funny show. That's Just Kobe. About a guy
that
in a
didn't exist.
Hotel in Colorado.
Basketball.
Hurt somebody.
This was an odd choice, though, giving Kobe a star.
Yeah.
This is. Because he doesn't really fall under any of the five categories that they have said that the Walk of Fame is for.
They've made a solid choice.
Why do you say that? Just because you like Kobe Bryant?
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't belong in the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
He belongs in the
Basketball Hall of Fame.
He belongs everywhere.
Should he be president?
Yes.
Should we just Kobe,
yeah,
Kobe everywhere?
Belong in the White House.
Yeah. Kevin, does he belong in the Hall of Presidents at Disneyland?
Sure.
Really?
Absolutely.
Does it bother you that he wasn't a president?
Nope.
Okay.
All right. Uma Thurman and Jessica Biel.
Oh!
Are a couple?
No, they're going to do a movie together called Playing the Field. Daily Variety announces the movie stars Gerard Butler. He will play a former pro soccer player who finds himself dodging romantic advances from soccer moms after he agrees to coach his son's team.
Wow! After you said their names, it went all downhill.
See, he's a former pro soccer player who starts coaching his son's team, and then all the moms say, ooh, look at him, he's sexy, I need to have me some of him.
Right.
And Jessica Biel plays his ex-wife, not his daughter, mind you. And Uma Thurman is one of the soccer moms out to seduce him. It's a romantic comedy is what it is. Laugh and love. Playing the Field. Please enjoy. Coming to a theater near you.
Wow.
It's got everything you love, Kevin. It's got soccer in it.
I love soccer.
It's a bad romantic comedy. Mm. So next time your wife has picking rights, she'll pick Playing the Field, and you're going to go. Jessica Biel's in it. Uma Thurman's in it.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah. See? It's made for you. Today's celebrity birthdays. Actress Dakota Fanning is 17 years old. Comedian Aziz Ansari is 28. Emily Blunt, also 28 years old today. Niecy Nash from Reno 911 is 41. Actress Kristen Davis turns 46. Brad Whitford of Aerosmith is 59. Patricia Richardson, she was the wife and mom on Home Improvement. She's 60 years old. Peter Fondas turns 71 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the whole showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. Woo! And it is...
Woo! Yeah!
Woo!
Yeah! Ripping! Ripping,
Terry!
Woo! What are you, uptight?
It's 9:37.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. No, I don't feel like I'm uptight. Time for one more look at the showbiz beat now with Ralph Garman on a Wednesday.
For that, let's listen to this moment with.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
But we're also going to talk about a movie. I'm sorry, a TV show too. A TV show that is on AMC that is fantastic. And the creator of the graphic novel is Robert Kingsman?
Nope, Kirkman.
Can't read my own writing.
Robert Kirkman.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
And you didn't even mention The Walking Dead in there anywhere, which was the name of the project.
I don't think our shows in Vegas should be subject to replay.
I think all will be served.
Come on now.
All will be carved.
Come on now.
Let's play the question that you asked Robert Kirkman when we had him on talking about how to translate a comic book to a TV series.
When you write it, you have to see it in your mind, right? I mean, it can't have looked like it does.
Oh, my gosh.
That's good stuff right there. Speaking of television, I do have tickets to give away to the Paley Fest 2011. This is the television festival that the Paley Center for Media puts on every year. They get some of your favorite TV shows, past and present.
Right. We have a winner, believe it or not.
I haven't even asked anything yet. They bring in the cast and creators of your favorite shows. You get to spend an intimate evening with them and even ask questions from the audience. If you'd like to attend the Parks and Recreation evening happening on March 9th, cast and creators of Parks and Recreation are getting together for an evening. I've got two pairs of tickets to give away to the first two callers who can answer the following trivia question. If you're a fan, it should be pretty easy.
I'm going to call you. What is it? I love that show.
Pretty easy. What is the name of the fictional town where Parks and Recreation takes place? Call now, 1-800-520-1067. And if you're one of the first two callers with the right answer, get a pair of passes to attend.
Kenneth Babyface Edmonds?
That's not correct. That's not the answer. I'd like to make a quick correction. I mentioned in the last hour that Kobe Bryant got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. That is not true.
Should be.
We have been corrected. And apparently Kobe put his hands in wet cement outside Grauman's Chinese Theater.
Which makes as much sense.
It makes less sense. Because at least a walk on the Walk of Fame, you can get it for broadcasting or movies or radio. There's a lot of different categories there. Chinese Theater, those footprints and handprints are just exclusively movie stars.
Why do you hate?
That's all that's there.
That's your Hugh Jackman and your Marilyn Monroe and your Clark Gable and your Tom Cruise. That's what's going on out there,
right? It's the cast of Ocean's 11. It's the cast of Star Trek and Star Wars. It is big, mega, box office-busting movie stars.
Overruled!
Not booty-busting basketball players.
Yes. Kevin, you would know. Has Kobe ever even had a cameo in a movie where he was briefly seen for a second in a scene?
Nope, but he did have a record. Yes.
Well, music is on the star. You can get one for records. You can get it on the star on the Walk of Fame, but not your hand and footprints in cement.
The record didn't last long.
No.
Well, it wasn't good. But I'm saying he may be the only non-movie star ever to be in cement.
He's gone to movies.
Oh, well, that's a good point.
All right.
Yeah. So there you go. That mystery's been cleared up.
It is weird, though. And Jimmy Kimmel was the officiator, apparently, the guy who introduced him and talked him up before they did the hands and feet thing. We'll talk to him on Friday about it and find out how this thing even happened. It's bizarre.
It's good. Just saying, if all the rules are going out the window,
right?
Adam West should get a gosh darn star.
I'm not against that.
No kidding.
I'm not against that.
By the way, if you go to Kickstarter.com, which is a website that people use when they're trying to raise money for projects and funds and stuff.
Yeah,
there's a trailer for a documentary called Starring Adam West about the people behind trying to get a star for Adam West. They're doing a documentary on it. They're looking to raise some funds to finish the film. But the trailer's on there.
Plus, they need an ending.
And you'll see Kevin. You'll see Kevin in the trailer.
What?
Yeah, you're in it.
How?
You know what's in the trailer?
How am I in?
Which is hilarious. It's you telling Adam West that he peaked in 1968. That is in the trailer in the documentary of the film. The cameras followed Adam into our show one time.
Come on.
And Kevin said, Adam West, you peaked in like 1968. And I tried to defend the guy saying, well, I don't think he's peaked, Kevin. And Adam West says, I don't like your choice of words, Kevin.
But he knew I didn't mean it that way.
Anyway, it's a great trailer. They've just cobbled together some scenes from the film. They're trying to raise the finances to finish the film, and I would like to see it get finished. So you can go to
Kickstarter.com. Let's have them on. Let's have those guys on to talk about the project. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
But I love that Kickstarter, by the way. I'm helping to support a bunch of projects right now that I'm very excited about that I hope get made.
What's happening?
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
It's the hot new thing now. It's the hot
all
new thing now.
All the kids are doing it. No, it's hula hoop of the internet.
I want to know what causes your game.
The project that Bean is backing on Kickstarter?
Oh. It's crowdsourcing. It's funding your art
through
donations.
Right.
And I think it's right.
But our concern is with the life of the pickle bug or whatever that you're backing up.
Let's do this tomorrow. We get a list of projects that you're helping fund.
I think there's three or four.
Oh, I'm sure there are.
Throwing some money in on.
All right. And I'll bet you're the only one that's supporting it because they're horrible ideas.
Maps, the 3D movie. that's one of them. Although about relief maps.
Make sure Jimmy and the Crank Vein stay on the air in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Yeah. I can only imagine the project's bean is funding.
How dare you?
How dare you?
Helping fund.
Spectacular. Just trying to help. Let's have the Kickstarter guys on with the West movie, though. You guys are with me on that? That sounds like fun.
Yeah. We can have the director on. We can have James Tooley on. He can talk about the project. And we are trying to get an ending for the film, too, which ideally would be him getting the star.
It seems like you got to kind of wait for the ending.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. All right.
I'm going to be pissed when they give it to him posthumously, by the way.
It's not going to happen. Not
going to happen. It's like 81. How long are they going to wait before they decide to give it to him?
Stop with your doom saying and gloom. Spreading.
Well said.
Thank you.
It's hard to put into words what Bean does to us.
It really is.
It's just difficult.
He just takes the wind out of you, doesn't he? Justin Bieber is getting his own wax figure in the Madame Tussauds wax museums in New York, London, and Amsterdam. Everywhere. And apparently, the figures will have the old traditional haircut, not the new revamped haircut.
Oh, I'll bet there's a huge scandal.
Well, I hope there's a director's cut wax figure that they will put in the studios a week from today, so that will show the updated version. Lindsay Lohan, in court as we speak.
Yes.
Sitting in front of a judge with her lawyers and the prosecutors trying to hash out some sort of plea negotiation for her probation and grand theft cases. Sources tell TMZ that the judge involved, Keith Schwartz, wants her to do some time. So there's a possibility she's going to have to do some jail time if she wants to plea this out. So if they don't go for the plea, then she'll have to go to court, which I think runs the risk of her doing even more jail time.
Wow.
So it's one of those hedging your bet situations. You know, if you think you can beat the case, then maybe you don't take the plea. But if you if you're concerned about the outcome of the court case, sometimes you got to settle.
I found in my life you can't beat the case.
That's what you found, haven't you?
It's just the way it works.
Yeah, the kids are bad.
Yes.
Diana Agron from Glee. She apparently had a bad split from her actor former boyfriend Alex Pettyfer. They worked together on I Am Number 4. Since the breakup, Diana's been fearful for her safety, according to sources.
That's not funny.
She moved out of the L.A. home that the two shared about 2 weeks ago, according to sources with Us Magazine. And they say she's now staying at a hotel under an alias. Apparently, friends claim Alex became a psycho loose cannon in the aftermath of the split and completely lost it, threatening Agron during a vicious phone call after they broke up. Diana is terrified of Alex as a friend to Us Weekly.
That's nice of that friend to spread that word.
Yeah, obviously a very good friend. Yeah. Diana's spreading the word. I know where she is, by the way. I know what hotel she's in and what name she's using. So that's sad, scary news. And congratulations to Alyssa Milano. She's expecting her first child with her husband, Dave Bulgari. She announced the news via Twitter this week, and she says the couple couldn't be happier. Well, what are you going to say? Not looking forward to the baby so much. What else are you going to say when you find out that you're pregnant? We know what that's all about. And Sylvester Stallone says he's a much better painter than he is an actor.
No. Well, how hard is that?
I was going to say, really.
Come on now.
Maybe that shouldn't be your measuring stick, Sly. Maybe that's not your barometer. He is having a show, an art show, an exhibit of his work in St. Moritz, Switzerland. San Moritz, I guess they call it. His prices for his paintings range from $50,000 to $150,000 per painting.
Dude, wow.
That doesn't make him good, by the way.
No.
I agree.
Expensive does not make him good. Because who was the guy with the one ear? Van Gogh, right? He never sold a painting his entire life.
Shouldn't have, right.
What do you mean shouldn't have? He's awesome.
Sucky beyond words.
Are you insane?
It's just the worst.
Vincent Van Gogh.
The worst.
You're thinking of somebody else. You're thinking of Picasso or somebody that you don't like who's modern.
It's possible. I don't know.
Van Gogh you'd like.
He's the worst.
Well, you're pretty definitive for a guy who didn't know you were talking about.
The person that comes to my mind is bad.
Van Gogh did the famous Sunflowers. That's his painting.
Well, that's not so bad. All right.
Starry Night, that painting.
But
never sold a painting his whole entire life.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? He's one of the greats.
That's just not good. What's good about it?
It's not good?
No.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I don't appreciate art.
No, you don't.
What, you?
It's hard shocking. To believe.
I know.
A man of Kevin's refined taste still does not appreciate the fine arts.
I know.
If Larry the Cable Guy were paying, Kevin would be into it.
Whatever it costs, I got to get me one of them.
How dare you.
I got to buy me one of Adam West's paintings. That's what I need. I need that in my house.
He's not good either, by the way.
He is awesome.
He's not
he
a good
is
painter.
Terrific, and you should die.
I love him. I love him. He is not a good painter.
Wait, how come Beach should die when he disagrees with you, but not me?
Celebrity birthdays today. Actor-director Peter Fonda is 71 years old. Actress Patricia Richardson from Home Improvement turns 60. Brad Whitford of Aerosmith is 59. Kristen Davis is 46. Niecy Nash from Reno 911 is 41. Emily Blunt is 28 years old. Aziz Ansari is 28. Speaking of Aziz, he stars on a little show called Parks and Recreation, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Yes. Should we see if we have a winner to my trivia question? Give away the tickets. Jameson.
Yes.
How are you, sir? What is the name of the fictional
sorry to
town?
Wake you. A little low key, but all right.
I'm actually quite sick. So.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What's the name of the fictional town where Parks and Recreations take place?
Pawnee, Indiana.
Pawnee, Indiana is correct. Congratulations, sir. You're spending an evening with the cast and crew. Try not to get them ill with whatever you have, okay?
Thank you very much.
And also, Black Death.
Congratulations to Jasmine. She's also a winner. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have Dr. Drew on the program, as we do every Thursday, to talk about his many, 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 many TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
And an article that just came out that has Bean very upset about oral sex.
What's Bean what causes got to worry? Cancer 100% of the time?
Causes throat cancer.
Bean got to worry about.
Nothing, really. Yeah, that's, really. That's a good point.
It's like saying skydiving causes cancer. Bean's safe.
You have an embarrassing name. I don't know if you heard the story where they were naming a building after Harry Balls, which
poor
was
Harry.
Which was an actual mayor's name in the like 20s or 30s or something like that. Yeah. And Olivia Wilde, what was her name? That
Cockburn.
Yes, Cockburn.
Olivia Cockburn.
So she changed that right away. Yeah. So you have an embarrassing name. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Also, we have Mr. Skin.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Skin.
Who's Bean Zero.
He's my hero. He's the best human in the world.
I know. You make
the
same,
best human in the world.
You make the same sound the that you do for hot chicks.
He does so much for humanity. Why question
I agree. I'm down with
him. He is skinspirational.
All right.
I'm not skin-pressed by him.
And the creator of Family Guy, Seth MacFarlane, on tomorrow morning's Kevin and Bean Show. How about that?